across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Right, where to start? Not feeling very well at the moment, so we'll see how we get on. But where to start? I'm on Google Alerts. I Google Alert myself, right? Google Alert myself. I'm a guy. I Google Alert myself. Literally, 30 seconds ago, bing, story pops up. Not had one for ages about me. This is where you put your name in and when those words come up. By the way, I don't think the other cameras are working. Say something.
Hello, please. Thank you very much.
A bit more.
And hello again.
Oh, the other cameras aren't working. It's just that camera. It was the same with James.
Is that right, Amy?
So it doesn't seem to be switching.
I'm all dolled up as well.
Yep. So this story is from entertainmentdaily.co.uk. It's been written by Rebecca Carter.
Uh-huh.
I'm a celebrity's Ian Lee mocked after showing off makeover. He thinks he looks, quote, hot. I'm a celebrity star. Ian Lee has been mocked as he showed off his new look. The comedian shared a photo of himself to Twitter on Thursday to reveal his new moustache. In the photo, Ian appeared to have had a haircut too, as he posed in a black and white checkered shirt. It's blue. Fans were quick to jokingly mock Ian's new look, with many sharing their comparisons in the comments section. One person said, and this is hurtful, because I am being brave in growing a moustache. I'm being brave because they're out of fashion. I don't go with fashion. I go with how I feel. One person said, you look like a woodwork teacher who's just discovered his wife was having an affair with the PE teacher. Another wrote, you look like a detective inspector from The Bill. Where did you park the Spitfire, mate? A third tweeted. This is abuse. This is condoning trolling and body shaming. I've got the names of those people, actually, who did that. And then they've got a tweet from Roger comparing me to the football player with the moustache, Ian Rush. No, it's not. It's Nigel Mansell. Shortly after posting the snap, Ian insisted he believes he looks hot in the image. He wrote, here's the thing. I genuinely know I look hot in this picture. You're all wrong. That's not even a joke. And the thing is, that isn't even a joke. I know I look hot with the tash. But who cares what anybody else thinks? Who cares what anybody else thinks? We'll not be body shamed. Ian took part in the 2017 series of I'm a Celebrity. He has his own late night radio show called The Late Night Alternative. There we go. Okay, fine. Right. Don't body shame me. Don't body shame me. Don't tash shame me. No. I don't follow the trends. Here's the thing, right? It's a bold move growing a moustache. It's a really bold move. I'll tell you why I'm doing it seriously. To stop men dying of cancer. I'm not actually, but I could be for all you know. I could be. Here's the thing, right? It's a bold move growing a tash, and I've never done it before. And I thought I'd do it, right? And I was even wearing a little bit of shadow, a little bit of bum fluff, when I did the Kelsey Grammer event. And here's the thing, right? It's showing a new confidence in myself. That's what it is, genuinely. I did block the bloke who said I looked like a rapist, and a bloke who implied I was a paedophile. I blocked those people. I see you're smirking, Catherine. That's disappointing.
I'm not smirking at that. I think that's a terrible slur to put on anyone.
Both of those.
If only all those people had moustaches, then we would know, wouldn't we?
But they don't play by the rules. They don't play by the rules. But genuinely, me growing this moustache is basically me saying, I don't give a shit what anybody else thinks about me at the moment. Don't care. Don't care how anyone thinks I look. Or I don't care. I'm doing this because I want to do it. And I might keep it, and I might not keep it. I do actually genuinely think I look hot with my brown denim jacket, short hair, did have a haircut, she's right, and my tash. I do think I'm looking hot. Everyone on Instagram, oh, no, shave it off, you look terrible. No, shave it off, you look terrible. No, I'm not gonna, my life isn't controlled by what people say on Instagram or what people say on Twitter. I control it. And it's just confidence. So I'm exuding confidence.
Yeah, mate. Your body, your business.
Exactly. So I'm doing it because I'm feeling confident. So, in your face, everybody.
Well, on your face.
On my face, everybody. And you are all absolute scumbags. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Now people are arguing. Now Entertainment Daily are arguing with someone who said that I've reeled them in, and Entertainment Daily have replied, not really. Anyway, we're giving these body shamers.
How are they spelling really?
I don't know. I will not be body shamed or bullied. No, I won't use the word bully because that's got connotations to me. I will not be body shamed by anybody.
Hey, Entertainment Daily.
Yeah.
You do you.
Come and sit here, Kath. I've got a bit of a dicky tummy. I just need to go to the toilet. We've got three calls.
You're kidding me.
No. You have to drag them down. Let me just make sure this. I'll drag them down. I've just got a dicky tummy. I'll be back in a second. You just drag them down. There you go. Drag them down. I've got one lined up for you. This is line one. This is line two. Line one, line two. Okay. That's all the. All
do
you
I want to speak to all these people?
I don't know. Amy's sorting out. Sorry, I've just got a runny bottom.
He has not. He's just. He's going to go and check the rest of Google. That's what's going on. Right, okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Malky. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Malky. How are you?
Well, I'm very well, thanks.
Good. What's the moustache situation on your face?
Well, I quite like this idea of Movember, mm-hmm. thinking one of your callers. This should be Ian June.
Ian June, right, okay, we could call it something.
Yeah, just a moustache thing.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Do you know what? I think, you know, you want to try something. Blokes have very few occasions to experiment with a new look, right? You might get a new haircut, but that's kind of it. Women are changing their image all the time. I think it's about time you guys got in on the action.
You're spot on. Well, if Ian's got his dicky tummy, I was actually going to make a point. I've just watched a documentary, by the way, with your pal Katie Patrick.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Brilliant documentary. You should check it out. It's on BBC Four. It was really, really good.
Hang on a minute. But, have you washed your hands?
I've washed my hands. Fine.
All right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Real good.
That was really quick.
Yep. Well, that's the situation. I mean, what are you talking
about? You're feeling better,
Ian. I'm feeling better, Malky. You're talking about the documentary about Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Absolutely great.
She's talented, that woman. She's very talented.
She's a talented woman. Malky, thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're very welcome. I'm going to be honest. I'm not feeling great tonight, Kath. I'm feeling very hot. Are you hot?
No.
You're not hot? I'm feeling hot. Do you mind if I take my jacket off? God, I'm so hot.
Jesus!
I'm so hot. Oh, boiling.
Oh, my God! That's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, gosh, I'm so hot. Oh, I'm not feeling well. Do you like my new top?
No, and I tell you what, it looks like I'll go for a similar look to you.
Yeah, do you want to describe what I'm wearing here?
He's got.
I bought this all the way from China. Got this manufactured. This is one of a kind. You want to explain it, Catherine? It's a lovely top. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I took a picture of you and then I said I've just treated myself to a gift.
Yeah.
It's this.
What are you doing?
Basically, I took a picture of Catherine and it's a t-shirt company that what they do is they just take the face of that person and make a t-shirt absolutely covered in the face of that person.
My hair looks a good colour. You're lucky I've got interesting coloured hair.
It's great, isn't it?
It's hideous.
Isn't it great? So, got this, and this is my favourite T-shirt.
It's a bit creepy, mate.
What way is a T-shirt that's got, and I've counted them, it's like 52 faces of you on there? In what way is that creepy?
It's like you're wearing my skin. It's
the next step. I just think, what it does is it illustrates how much I respect you as a woman. I do respect you as a woman. I respect you. I respect, you know, your womanhood. How I respect you as a producer. How I respect you as a guest on my show.
This is weird, isn't it?
And how much I just think you're a great human being.
Thanks.
Yeah, we like.
Can you? I can't. The eyes are following me.
They're your eyes. They would be.
That's the worst thing.
They would be. Just doing a treat. Just doing a treat for a mate. I'm going to take that noise to mean yes. Yes, works.
I'm actually terrified. Can you put your coat back on?
Come and give me a hug.
No!
Come and give you a hug. No? Okay. Got some great calls coming in. Going to be a good show tonight.
Oh, my God.
Strong vibe. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Just tweeted a picture of my... I think I'm going to sleep in it. I'm going to sleep inside Kath's. You've really, you're really impressed with this, I can tell. I can tell, because you're so speechless. You're really impressed. Good quality material as well. Very, very smooth.
Don't do that.
Oh, God. My nipple's in your mouth. Something, isn't it?
God.
Something. I hope you sent that video off, because that is the one. 0344.
Oh, God.
491000 is the telephone number. I've just tweeted pictures of it, team, if you want to have a look. I think you're going to be very, very impressed. It's one of a kind, guys. It is one of a kind. Let's go to Richard. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, Ian. Evening, Kath.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Sounding a bit crazy.
I'm a bit scared.
I was listening earlier, Ian, when you went into the James Whale show.
Oh, Jonah Louis was in the studio.
Amazing.
It was incredible. I was so thrilled. I was listening on the radio and they said, Jonah Louis coming in. And he was a bit loony. Jonah Louis coming in and he's a bit late. I thought, oh, I might just make it in time. And I nipped in during the, and I would never run into a studio of another radio host while they're on air. It's just not done. But I went and said, Jonah, can I get a picture? I'm really sorry. He was up for it. And then James said, sit down and have a chat. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I know James. I met him once because he used to do radio air in Leeds.
Okay.
When a friend of mine was a journalist on the station.
Yeah.
And I was going to phone James to tell him, but I waited until your show to tell him it's Ian Lee 1-0 against James Whale.
There we go.
Because there are two Juno Washingtons.
Thank you. And I knew there was, right?
My pleasure.
You mentioned Juno Washington, and I said, aren't there two Juno Washingtons? Kath can't look at me. What I was going to say is, this is the story I'd heard. There was an American Juno Washington, the famous one, and
both American.
They're both, are they? Right. And he had to join the army, so they just named another guy Juno Washington, and he took his place. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, James is a soul boy, so he has my respect.
Yeah.
And he knows his music. He's got great taste in music. There was Juno Washington and the Ram Jam Band.
Yep.
And that Juno Washington with an E-G-E-N-O...
Right.
...was in the forces and performed over here during the 60s.
Yep.
But back in Detroit in the 60s, there was Juno, whose real name is George Washington.
Okay.
Juno Washington with an I.
Yeah.
He recorded from the early 60s right through to the mid 80s.
Yep.
He owned record labels. He was a producer, arranger, one of my favourite artists, one of my friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And massive on the Northern Soul scene.
Oh, there you go.
Completely different Juno Washingtons.
Oh.
And the only, if you're a record collector like me.
Yes.
There's a one of Gino, G-I-N-O, in the States.
Yes.
One of his.
To live now. Yes.
Best Records, yeah. they misspelled his name on the label as G-E-N-O, which confuses people.
Right, well, okay, a lot of Genos there. And are they in any way connected to Gino Ginelli?
Not that I know of,
Not that you know of. Okay, it's good to get these things, it's good to get these things checked out.
Ian Lee, 1.
James Whale, 0. Kiss
That's
my
the way it should be.
Ass, James. Thank you, Richard, I appreciate that. Let's go to Ray. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ray.
8 days clean.
Yes! Well done. Congratulazione.
Yes, since I wet myself.
Yep, there we go. Well done.
First things first, are you Mr. Dulux?
I'm not allowed to... Well, I'm not allowed to talk about any of the adverts that are on the radio. Of course not.
Oh, okay.
But you make up your own mind, guys. You make up your own mind.
And the next thing is, there are only two people in history that have looked good with a moustache.
Okay. How would you look good with a I bet you look good with a...
Hang on, he might be about to include you.
He's going to say Hitler and Oliver Hardy.
I'm so not.
Okay.
Stacey Keach.
Right.
Mike Hammer.
Yep.
And Tom Selleck as Thomas Magnum.
Right.
Everyone else.
So what's your point? the point is you want to be cut off. Right, no, fine, I get that. You look good with a fist in your face.
Oh, there we go.
But why is it... Right, imagine if I put on weight, right? And I'm sort of half joking. So I'm not bothered. I'm sort of half joking, but also it's a bit confusing. If I put on weight, people went, "Oh, look at you, fatty, fat, fats, you fat git! Hey, look at you, fatty boy, chubby checker, and the fat boy's doing the twist." That would be unacceptable, right? That would be unacceptable. So why is it? I've grown a tash. I've grown a tash. I'm 46 years old. I've never done it. I've never done something really simple with my face, which is grow 2 inches of hair above the top bit. I've never done it. And you want to know something, guys? My partner loves it. Yeah, that's right. So you can all get knotted. They can all get knotted. And also, here's the thing. I like it. I like it. So I don't care. But why would you phone up and say, "You look like a nonce"? You look like a.
It's part of the same thing that means that men don't experiment with fashion more.
Yeah.
And it's so ingrained that they don't even think about it. They just come out with it. It's like they see a moustache. Oh, I know what I'm supposed to say now. Yeah. But actually, yeah, like you say, whose business is it what you do?
But
with
also,
your face?
If you don't like it, get stuff.
I'd like to see half of these people passing judgment.
I don't want to see any of these people.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Why would you go up? Would you go up to someone in the street and pass comment on what they were wearing or how they were having their?
Some people do these days, unfortunately.
Well,
we're going to go to hushhush.com in a bit because it's real. We talked about it at the end of last night's show, and I think it's pretty amazing. So we're going to go there in a bit. First of all, let's go to Josh. Good evening, Josh.
Oh, I've been experimenting with fashion lately.
Oh yeah,
I bought some. Baby, I'll say powder blue trousers.
Oh, yes. Summery.
But they taper into the leg as well.
So would you call them skinny fit?
Well, I don't know. You know, the thing is, I'm not sure whether you've got to wear them with socks or without socks. This is my issue at the moment.
Oh, no. This whole thing of not wearing socks is just ridiculous.
That's because you're an English man, aren't you? You're very English.
Yes.
Outlook, so therefore...
Yes, I'm European in my outlook.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, I know so.
Mind you, the moustache is probably more suited to...
Right, cut you off as well.
There we go again.
Let's go to Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
You're growing. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Time has come. It's off. It's coming off.
What's coming off? We're not quite sure what that machine is.
Be careful. Yeah.
The beard. You're shaving the beard off.
Everything is coming off right now.
Shave your pubes.
No.
Shave your pubes.
There's nothing to shave. Just the beard.
Here we go.
And the head.
Beards are gone, man. Beards are done.
Beards were done. In 1972, they were done.
Well, then they came back for a little bit. But beards are gone. Beards are over. Beards are history.
This issue of socks or no socks.
Yes.
We live in England.
Yes.
We wear socks.
Okay.
If you go to the beach, you don't wear socks.
No.
No. When you're in London or England, you wear socks.
Of course you wear socks.
Simple. Of course you do.
This, you sound like, you sound like now when I phone up Kath for a chat.
What, she's having a shave and talking about socks?
Well, she's, I don't know if
this
it's
beard's got to go somewhere.
I don't know if it's a razor that she's using. It's the same sound.
You outrageous fool.
We wear socks, Nigel. We wear socks. Because otherwise, your shoes last for about the third of the time because they will stink. Exactly.
They stink. One day of wearing socks, no socks, I'm chucking my shoes in the bin. I get earache about it. Noseache.
Yep.
The whole shebang is defaulted.
Yep, exactly.
This look of hairy chin, no socks.
It's gone. Beards are gone, man. Beards, I got rid of mine a few months ago. They're done. They're gone. They're out. They're history.
Fine. That is it now.
Are you going to have a nice wet shave afterwards to get it nice and smooth?
Yes, because that's just getting it nice and smooth.
Oh, it's a great feeling when it goes.
I've got the badger hair. I've got the soap, the whole shebang.
Okay, all right. You keep talking about your shebang, and I'm really, that concerns me.
Well, I've got to go to the shebang right now.
All right, you go and have a shebang if that's what you want to do. 03444991000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jack.
How are you doing?
None of your business. None of your goddamn business, copper. No, sorry. None of your goddamn business, cop. I'm not going to tell you anything, Sergeant, because I do not respect the office of the law. So you can ask me that question. I won't answer no question until my attorney is sat right next to me. And even then, I'm going to plead the fifth.
Are you going to take that, Jack?
Huh?
He's going to take it because he knows that my boss has got the mayor, the DA, the county judge. Everybody in this town is under his pay packet scandal thing. So he knows he wants to kill me. He wants to kill me, but he knows if he kills me, his life is going to be unbearable. And also, his little kitties, they're going to disappear on a school trip. So you ask me your question, Sergeant. I ain't answering nothing till my attorney is set next to me, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, what can we do for you, Jack?
Also, remember how I was telling you about the bullies and all that?
Oh, yeah.
The other day...
Yes.
It's all stopped. They've all stopped.
Why? What happened?
Like I said, one of them went up to me and went, "Oh, you phone that E&E person, don't you?"
Yeah.
And then I went, "Yeah, and I'm proud, and you don't, because you can't afford to."
Yes, mate. That's it. You're putting down being poor. He can't afford to phone in. Although the phone number is free for most people, and we do call you back, so everybody is welcome, even bullies.
Yeah, and he turned and said to me, "What, are you saying that I can't afford to phone in?"
He said can't. He said can't in a Scottish accent. It sounded like the other word, but it was can't, and I'm happy to let this conversation continue.
Well, yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, excuse my Scottish accent.
No, we will not excuse it. We will embrace it and we will welcome it because we are a union for the moment. And God damn it, we love Scotland.
All right, so, Ian, see yesterday...
Yeah?
On the radio, you were... Why were you playing inappropriate noises on the radio? My little cousin held... Yesterday at the park of 11:30,
how old is your little cousin?
My little cousin's 5.
Should be in bed.
And she woke up to...
Should be in bed.
I know.
Should be in bed, should be asleep. What, then she woke up and then she turned the radio on? Well, she shouldn't have a radio in her bedroom at that age.
That's what I told her.
Well, she shouldn't.
I know.
Exactly. So don't phone me up and have a go. I'll phone up your uncle and aunt and have a go at them.
No, phone the social services.
Yes, yes, yes.
In fact, don't worry, I'll phone them.
You better not.
No, we're going to phone them. She's going to get put in care. Look what you've done now, Jack. I told you, man, this whole town is owned by my boss, and we're going to make your little babies, they're going to disappear into an orphanage for orphans.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay. I love the way you're keeping up with us here, Jack. Love it. A little bit of improv.
I'm lost.
And me too. Tell me about it, buddy. This is what I'm trying to find the thread here. 30 minutes in, and it turns out this T-shirt isn't very breathable. Oh, very sweaty in here.
So So I was wondering.
By the way, I'd love to see you wearing this later on, Catherine. I would love. I'm going to go and put my shirt on in a bit, and you're going to wear it. Okay, that would be for me. Would be the ideal scenario.
What the hell kind of thing is this?
It's a t-shirt that's got 52 of you on it. It's a fitting tribute to a lovely friend, confidant, and colleague. It's a tribute to you. This t-shirt is a tribute to you.
Yeah. It's Silence of the Lambs all over again. I'm going to be down a pit, aren't I?
I'm very surprised by your attitude.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be a bit more grateful. Anyway, Jack, what else can we do for you tonight?
Well, I want to do radio when I'm older. I was wondering, can I have a wee shot just now?
Yeah, go on.
Wait, what? I was wondering if, like, people would want to maybe talk to me.
Okay, if you want to talk to Jack, 0344. I'll take the first two calls straight to air. If you want to talk to Jack, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you will go straight to Jack. Let's wait. Let's got to wait now, Jack. Now, while we're waiting, you have to do what I have to do when we're waiting for calls. You have to fill. So away you go.
Okay, so whilst we're waiting on the calls to come in, I'm just going to talk to you about my life. So my name's Jack, I'm from Scotland, I'm just on Ian Lee's show on Talk Radio. It's an amazing show. You need to call him up on the phone number, which I've suddenly forgotten. Uh-oh, I'm so prepared.
Ooh, 0344 499 1000. I'm going to be honest, Jack, the phones aren't... hang on a second, let's Jack, say hello to my good friend, Chris.
Hello, Chris, how are you doing?
Hello, you.
I'm not Ian, I'm Jack.
Oh.
This is awkward.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Chris, how are you doing?
I was going to say the phone number then. It's 0344 499 1000.
Thank you, and if you guys didn't hear that, it's all free.
Okay, just stop saying the phone number. Let's have some content. Right, say hello to line 3. Go on, Jack.
Hello, line 3.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, hello, who's this?
Jeez.
What's your name?
Yes, caller.
Hello, caller. You're free to talk to radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome to Monday Night, the late night alternative. Oh, I got to stop by this. That is the mighty Rocking Birds. And their cover of Deeply Dipping. I love that. I'm going through a huge Rocking Birds thing. Here's a sentence I didn't think I would say in the year 2019. By the way, my name's Ian Lee. You are?
Catherine Boyle.
Thank you. 0344 499 1000. Late night alternative, late night phoning show. Unlike any other, in that we're not going to talk about Rory Stewart or any of those other Muppets. Here's the thing. Everyone thinks he's a cool guy. You know who he wants to invite into the...
Yeah, I know.
He wants to work with Farage.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks this is the cool guy. The best we can hope for is a guy who looks like a dying wizard who wants to invite Nigel Farage in. That's the best we can hope for! So we're not going to be talking about that. We're not going to talk about any of the usual... Like, take your headphones off.
I will. I was just checking they worked.
Take your headies off. We're talking about... It's a show where we just sit and chat. Some of you may remember me. I was in I'm a Celebrity a couple of years ago. I stole the strawberries. Catherine's been doing radio for 20 years.
And I also did an excellent donkey report on BBC Look East once.
If anyone has the footage of that, boy oh boy, I would like that.
Oh, I've got the footage on a video.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Oh, give it to me, I'll upload it to YouTube. Is it on VHS?
Yeah.
Oh, give it
somewhere
to me.
Somewhere. All right, I'll have
find it. Because you know I have... I've got the facilities to convert that, a VHS recorder connected to a computer. So we just sit here and we chat, and it's not serious, it's not... It can get serious, can get dark. We get a lot of people phone up and share... their mental health stories or their addiction stories. That's cool. I got mental health. Everyone's got mental health. I got addiction stories. So we can talk about that stuff. But here's what I've finally come to the conclusion of, right? This show should be about spreading love, about spreading art, about enriching our lives, about playing music that some of you are going to hate, some of you will be disinterested in, and some of you will love. About trying to make everyone's, our lives, your lives, everyone's lives a little bit better. And I think I've finally worked out my relationship with Twitter. And we were, did we talk about this on air or was it off air? I think it was off air that we kind of came to the actual conclusion that on Twitter, right, I've deleted all my tweets again. On Twitter, I'm only going to post positive, upbeat things. Okay, I'm only going to share like films that I've enjoyed, songs that I've discovered, funny things, upbeat. I'm not going to get into the, I mean, what was I arguing with on last week on Twitter? Some Michael Jackson people after me. I don't know. I was arguing with people on Twitter for no reason. And it just saps away your soul. So I'm going to share that kind of stuff. I think I'm going to keep the mental health stuff to a minimum on there and probably do that on Periscope. It's like having different channels at my disposal.
Yeah, because you know if you put it on Twitter, loads of people will be lovely.
Yeah.
And a few people will smell
blood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So going to probably try and keep that off Twitter, unless I have, you know, an amazing revelation that I think, you know, it's going to save lives. But I'll probably share that on Periscope. I think that's going to be the home of that. Still doing Twitch, back to doing Twitch after having a couple of weeks off, twitch.tv/IanLee. And that's going to be kind of, as well, upbeat, chatty stuff that's going to be safe for kids to watch and listen to, and kind of a focus on retro. And this show is going to be, I don't know what it's going to be, but we want to try and, you know, it's, we want to celebrate life. Whenever I try and sell this show to like an American or a pop star, I say, what's your show like? Well, we celebrate life. And I think that's what this is going to be. So if you want to join us in the celebration of life, 0344-499-1000. And if you stop listening as much as you used to because the show got too heavy, that's fine. That's done. We've moved on from that. The show is not a heavy black cloud anymore. It's the Giggle Factory is open for business.
But here's the thing about that black cloud.
Here we go.
Had to happen to get to where we are now, which is a miles better place, right?
Oh, we got loads of people, loads of new listeners, because I had a breakdown on air.
I barely noticed.
We've got loads of new listeners. So, seriously, people tweeted saying, I started listening to you after the because of the breakdown. Man alive. What a show. And the breakdown was horrible. It was humiliating. It was upsetting for you, Catherine, upsetting for me. Was it you? It was you, Sam. It was Amy. It was upsetting for Amy, upsetting for some of the listeners. Some of the listeners took glee in it. All of these things are valid. Someone asked me about it today on Twitch. Do you regret it? No. Had to happen. And the show since then has been better. My life is better. Everything is better because I had to burst that bubble. We've posted a couple of really good clips online. Have you seen the clip with Catherine's T-shirt, Sam? Sam is back. We've not had Sam for a while. It's nice to have you back, man, genuinely. The clip with Catherine's T-shirt is, I saw an advert on a Facebook page that said, just get your pictures, you know, pictures of heads on your T-shirt. And I got it made, and it's best £25 I've ever spent.
£25?
Well, including postage, yeah. From China.
Crikey, Bobs.
From China.
Ingenious.
Those Chinese are so clever. I mean, okay, the human rights might be appalling, but have you seen our human rights? I mean, we tortured prisoners with the CIA. What was it? Rendition.
Mm-hmm.
We took part in rendition. So who are we to call China bad?
Well, it's all bad.
I would shoot a terrorist in the kneecap if it saved one child. Only because I saw...
Which child?
Mine, of course. I saw Jack Bauer do it on 24. He shot a terrorist in the kneecap. He had to find out where that bomb was. Shot him in the kneecap. He put a cushion between the knee and the gun, so that would make it softer.
Mm.
And it worked. They found out where the bomb was. So I would do that. I would have no problem. I have no compunction in any way that would stop me shooting a terrorist in the kneecap.
So it's either going to be Pride of Britain for you or Victoria Cross at some point.
I don't want to get Victoria Cross. I like her. That's a joke. That's a joke. With plenty of those jokes as the show goes on.
03-44-499-1000.
03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, cost you pennies, probably free. You'll speak to Sam tonight. He will take your name and number and we'll give you a call back. Now, while we want to celebrate life and love and art, we also have to call out bad art. We also have to call out... Oh, there we go. Bad art. Clicking my neck there, do this now. I have to call out some bad art. Oh, and really? I knew it was bad because it got terrible reviews, but I promised the kids we'd go and see it. I'll give you a clue. This song isn't in it. Here come the men in black. That song is not featured in it. You seen it? The reviews, I think, praised it a little bit too highly in their dismissal of it. It is a terrible movie. I guessed the twist 5 minutes into the movie.
They were all dead all along.
The plot doesn't work. The relationship between Thor and the lady doesn't work. The special effects were... special effects were all right. There wasn't enough Emma Thompson in it. I would like more Emma Thompson in it.
Yes.
Liam Neeson's a dirty racist. In real life. Never forget, Liam. Never forget. Here's the thing. When I heard what Liam Neeson had said, that a friend of his had been raped by a black man, and he went out on the streets of Ireland with a kosh, I think he had in his pocket. He wanted to club his quote, a black bee. When I heard those words, I walked the streets of the West End with a kosh in my pocket because I wanted to club an acting bee to death. Just wanted one actor to bump into me so I could get my kosh out and just give them what for. And not one did. Not one actor did. And a week or so later, I managed to breathe it out. But I'm furious with Neeson. And if I ever meet Liam Neeson, I will not kosh him to death, obviously. But I'm going to give him a very, very stern look.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
You see, they found that Indian escapologist.
Yeah.
That's sad. Really sad story. Indian escapologist was getting lowered into the... Here's the thing, Daily Mail Online. Wait, tell the story first, sorry. Getting lowered in a glass Perspex box into the Ganges, doing an escapology thing, and he didn't come out. And they found his body. I've been just kind of looking at this story throughout the day because it popped up on Twitter and I thought, oh, man, alive.
Yeah, it didn't look good, did it?
Didn't look good, and they found his body. And if I got it right, did the Mirror, the Mail Online, I think the picture on their main page, it looked like, I didn't click on it because I didn't want to see it, looked like him being pulled out of the water. That's what it looked like. In fact, you know what, I have to look because I may be doing them... a hideous disservice. So let's have a little look. Hang on a second. Let's see if we can find it.
But I've noticed more and more of that stuff where the graphic image is on the front page. So by the time you've realised what it is, you've seen it. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, you know, parents with their stillborn baby, tragic, you know, last moments. And oh, then you realise that's what you're looking at.
That might be him being lowered in. That might be him being lowered in.
Okay.
That might be him being lowered in. Okay, that could be him being lowered in. In which case, that's significantly different. Okay. All right, that could be him being lowered in. But it's a really sad story. What was the gentleman's name? Let's get the guy's name. Lahiri. Lahiri something. Chanchal Lahiri. That's sad, man. And that's the thing, though. Escapology is proper... dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It's proper dangerous. That's sad.
I don't actually enjoy acts like that.
Oh, I don't. I do. I don't like
when they're plummeting down towards a load of swords. They're going to get a sword in the face. Yeah. I don't like it.
Hang on. What act have you seen where someone plummets down to a sword
in
their face?
There was something on Britain's Got Talent where they were liable to get a sword in the face or a spike or something very pointy. But Simon Cowell kept going, yeah, what I really want is more danger. There was one the other day, for example, on Britain's Got Talent, where they'd put a sword in a cardboard box and they were all jumping on these, they had like loads of different boxes and they all had to choose a box to jump onto from a great height.
Right.
And of course, like, thankfully, they didn't pick the one with the sword pointing upwards because it did look very pointy. But I don't like those.
Right.
If I went to watch an accident about to happen, I'll just watch my kids for half an
hour. Here's the thing, it's a trick, it's a magic trick, right? Come around here, I'll show you something. Here's the thing, it's a magic trick, right? It can't go wrong, okay? It can't go wrong.
Oh, this is going to go wrong.
But I'm going to show you one where it...
No, come and look.
Here we go. Put the headphones
on. A magic trick didn't go quite as planned on live TV in Poland. During the Question for Breakfast morning show, a magician got host Marzena Rogalska to join along. The host was rushed off set for medical attention, but she says that she didn't even need stitches. The show writes that the trick was performed perfectly during rehearsals. Marzena posted a video on Facebook talking about the incident.
Że rozszalał się internet i że okropnie hejtujecie tego człowieka, który przecież tego nie chciał. No przecież nie chciałeś.
Some people believe that it was a setup, but Marzena writes on Facebook that it all actually happened and she's currently recovering.
That's real.
Be sure to watch Inside
It. Well, you saw it.
You made me.
You need to see these things. This is real life.
It's too real, man.
Really bad gut ache. I might be doing some terrible growlers later on.
Wow, you're...
I feel so...
That's not what I call a growler.
Oh, okay, sorry. My my stomach is not in a... I've still got this stomach bug.
Have you now? Are you going to come in this time with Catherine Pants?
499-1000 is the phone number. 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. I can't watch Britain's Got Talent, unless I'm getting paid to by GMB, but those suckers... I said suckers, but I was thinking the other word. They won't touch me now. But I hate it. I hate it. I hate Britain's Got Talent. I hate X Factor. Is it still... Yeah, X Factor. Because the way for them to work is the first few rounds have to prey on people who are mentally ill, who have been lied to by researchers, who have been tricked and told, oh, you're good enough to get through to the judges' houses. You've got a real talent, you know. People like, right, Jim the Dancer, friend of the show, who has got a real talent. I think he's a borderline genius. He has got a real talent. He's unique. If you've never seen him, go on YouTube, type in Jim the Dancer, and you are in for a delight, right? He dances. He's got his amazing backgrounds that he makes himself. Doesn't get a penny for it.
He makes his costumes.
Makes his costumes. It's weird. It's funny. It's performance art. It's great, right? It's great. That's not the act they're looking for on Britain's Got Talent. He's on there to be laughed at. Mm-hmm. That's what they've got him on there for, to be laughed at. And he's been told by someone, oh, you're good enough to get through to the next round. He's better than any of the other acts that go on there. He's not an ITV Saturday night act. He's there to be part of the inverted commas. I'm not calling you a freak, Jim, but you're there to be part of the freak show. Because, you know, that's not what they want.
No, he's too different. He's too different.
So I can't watch those programmes now. And I used to like the first rounds. It's funny, you get some, you know, bald old guy with who's got, you know, a medical shoe that's got a lift in and milk bottle glasses, and he'd be singing Neil Diamond awfully. And you go, yeah, this is funny. And then I just got what it was. Mm-hmm. We're laughing. It's bedlam. We're paying to go and stand in the rafters of a lunatic asylum, a mental home, and laugh at people. That's what it is. And I think it's horrendous. Mm. I think it's awful. I think we need such a... It's never going to happen. But we need such a rethinking of... Did you bring the papers?
I thought you grabbed them.
No, I did ask you to bring the papers.
Well, there's papers all over there.
Okay, what I need is... No, stay there. Because I need to need a copy of the Star, which we'll find. But it's the one paper we haven't got.
I bet. Right, go and get it.
Go on, get it, mate. I do think we have got some calls. Sorry, I'm just enjoying chatting to Catherine. Not seeing Catherine all weekend. I'm just enjoying chatting. 0344-499-1000. I do think we need a complete rethink of the way that we do television. Because It's just so mean. All right, I contributed some of it in the 11 o'clock show, and I'm fully aware of that. I'm proud of the show, but yeah, we probably contributed to this meanness, this darkness. But I think we need to have a rethink. We'll have a look at the story that I was going to refer to in a second. 0344-499-1000. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Here we go. We need to listen to this, right? And this guy is very polite to me when I met him, the couple of times I met him. But his nasty TV persona is poisoning Britain. Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
It's poisoning Britain. Poisoning Britain. It's horrific, toxic. I'm just saying it how it is.
He's a human clickbait.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't believe most of the stuff he tweets. I can't see his tweets now. He blocked me because I pointed out I hadn't libelled or bullied or belittled an innocent couple that were being accused of a crime they didn't commit, unlike him.
Yeah, I don't believe he believes it either.
I don't believe it. He's found a thing that works for him.
Uh-huh. And he's not gone quite as far as some people. Hopkins.
Yeah.
But it's the same game.
Oh, no, and the reason he's not gone as far as Katie Hopkins, who's a proven anti-Semite, anti-racist, racist, horrible, you know, horrible human being, and I think she does believe her stuff. The reason he's not gone as far as her, I suspect, is because if he called, you know, refugees cockroaches, he'd lose his million quid a year gig on GMB.
Yeah, he's got more to lose.
Yeah. Listen to this. Piers Morgan hit out at self-pitying Amanda Knox in a furious row. He blasted the American for making a tearful return to Italy, where she served 4 years in jail after being convicted of the 2007 murder of her British housemate, Meredith Kircher, 21. And he accused Amanda, dubbed Foxy Noxy by the media, this is in The Star, of dodging an interview with him. It's like this thing, and we had it at the BBC, and we have it, some people have it here. How dare they refuse an interview with me? Now, if it's you know, a matter of public interest or safety, if it's a councillor or a politician, to a certain extent, I get it,
yeah,
right?
If they're a public servant.
Yeah.
Then they should be called to account.
They should be.
And it's an interesting move if they decide not to, and it needs to be flagged up.
But also, I kind of think you've got a choice. I shouldn't say this, so I'll get in trouble. But you've got a choice. You've got LBC or you've got us. Where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to do them all. You can. I think one could legitimately argue you've done one national station. That's all you need to do. But that's a different thing. But we had this at the BBC, and it's this thing. How dare Amanda Knox turn down an interview? Why would she do it? Why would she want to walk into your bear trap? Why would she want to talk to you? Why would she want to give you the publicity of her appearance?
Yeah. I saw what she tweeted.
What did she tweet?
She said, "That's interesting. You've been begging me for an interview for years."
Oh, yeah.
Something like that, anyway. But, you know, having watched that documentary, it's clearly something she spent a lot of time coming to terms with and also being punished for.
Here we go. This is it. Amanda, who was cleared on appeal in 2015, so she didn't murder Meredith Kircher, broke down as she told a criminal justice conference in Medina that she remained a controversial figure and still feared rearrest. But the Good Morning Britain presenter tweeted, "Out of respect for Meredith Kircher's poor family, Amanda Knox should stop her self-pitying all about me victim tour and shut up." No, she shouldn't. Her life has been ruined. She spent 4 years in prison. People still think she did it.
I was going to say, she's probably still getting stuff.
Talk about it as long as you want. And I think she is being respectful to Meredith Kircher's family, but while still owning her own story. This is her story. Meredith Kircher's family have their own story, which is a slightly different story. I don't know. They may think she's responsible. I don't know. But her story is someone who was wrongly accused, who was stitched up. We've even got a bloke working on this station who, when he had a TV show, did a phone-in, Foxy Noxy, would ya? Would ya? A bloke working on this station did a phone-in. It's only on button 5 on the telly, but did a phone-in on a TV show, Foxy Noxy, would ya?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here we go. Oh, stereo. 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 I don't know if you get this station in stereo, but it's doing stereo on my headphones, so it's actually quite annoying and a little bit disorientating. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. Them's the rules. Let's go to Jackie. Good evening, Jackie.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Well done, Jackie. Catherine has not returned from going to make a cup of tea during the break. I only hope and pray she has not been killed by ninjas. I can confirm Catherine is walking through the door now. She has not been killed. Okay. Make your own jokes up there, guys. But there were ninjas all over her, and she finished them off. Okay.
Nothing worse than being
covered
by ninjas.
Yeah, anyway. Ninjas? Did you say ninjas?
Ninjas.
Ninja warrior.
Don't lower the tone.
Don't lower the tone, Mr. Mannering. Jackie, you sound like the first decent call we've had this evening. God for that.
What I want to share with you at the moment.
Seeing her in October.
I was just... Oh, you really? Yeah. Just listening to the Paul McCartney thing with the mashed potato. Have either you or Kath ever been online and watched a lady called Kay? Kay's Good Cooking.
I haven't. Can I just stop you for a second?
Yeah.
This is the first... Catherine's made me a cup of tea. Real tea, right?
All right.
I haven't had tea for years.
From that machine.
Is it out of the machine?
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Is it?
It's horrible.
It's not Yorkshire tea, then.
No, it's horrible. Are you enjoying it?
I've got a mocha.
Hang on a minute. Oh no, that's rank.
Is it?
That's disgusting. Try it. I've not had a real tea, Jackie, for ages because I was heavily into coffee. I'm off coffee now. I haven't had coffee for a couple of weeks. That's good. And I like Red Bush, and I'm drinking peppermint tea. And I haven't had a real tea for ages, and just fancied it. Mm. And it is disgusting.
Do you want me to make you something else?
No, I want you to stick here and go down with this sinking ship with me.
Yeah,
Catherine.
Let's have a good pot of Yorkshire tea.
Oy. Anyway, Jackie, so yes, there's a woman called Kay's Cooks.
Yeah, Kay's Good Cooking.
Yes.
You want to laugh? Go and watch her. Watch her from the early days in her little kitchen with her son and her doing. And somebody will. She's on YouTube. People subscribe to her. Yes. And they'll come up with the most, not ridiculous things, but. Oh, to say her kitchen is something else. You just sort of sit there.
Hang on, are you looking at it just for kitchen porn? Is this drooling over a nice kitchen?
You couldn't drool over anything in her. Well, mind you, she probably has drooled over everything.
Is it disgusting?
It's just the way she comes across. She's so funny. She's just become a sort of figure of
fun.
Somebody will phone up and say, somebody's asked me to make a crisp butty.
What?
Or a crisp sandwich or something. So here we go. You take two pieces of bread.
You're joking.
You do this. You want to watch her make poached eggs in a frying pan.
Okay.
See, I was imagining like a Mrs. Hinge type.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, let's go. Now, Kate, the one we're going to look at, it said 67,000 views. It's all day English breakfast.
Oh, God, no.
Which is surely just a breakfast.
Oh.
Right, here we go.
Just wait to see how she cooks it.
Okay, here we go. Is it not got bad language in, has it?
No. It's her and her son. She's got long, straggly hair.
Yeah.
And
okay, here we go. This is it.
People, I'm back cooking again. Happy Valentine's Day.
I love this already.
Today I'm making a full English breakfast, also known as an all-day breakfast. I'm just melting some fat in a pan. I don't know if you can see that.
That is lard.
Yeah.
Lard.
That is lard in a pan. I thought this was going to be a very glamorous...
Speciality is here, lard.
...cooking kitchen scenario. It is, let's just say, I don't want to be rude to anybody, but it's similar to the kitchen that I had growing up in the
70s. Yeah. Right? It's disgusting, isn't it?
But I'm not going to comment, Jackie. You may think that. Here we go. Well, I'll say, unless it's midday or midnight, she's not set the clock on her cooker. Here we go.
I'm going to add
Whoa, she's not even melted the lard.
The sausage's next to the blob of fat.
And she's not turned it on.
It gets better. It gets better, Ian, honestly.
So they can cook.
Put them all in the...
I'm opening a tin of tomatoes and a tin of beans. You can have grilled tomatoes. It's just that I'm not keen on them, so I'm cheating.
I prefer tin tomatoes. I'm with Kay all the way.
I don't.
As you can see...
Describe that, Catherine!
Right, you know when you've used your Tupperware and it's gone orange around the sides and it won't unstain? She don't care, she's still using it. So she's got one full of beans and sausages and one just full of...
You know when you've got two Tupperware dishes, one is full of loose poo and the other is full of blood? That's what it looks like!
Got stuff in the tomatoes in...
She's wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
This jug.
Yeah.
And beans in this jug.
Not a jug.
Right, I've just washed some mushrooms. All you do is...
I don't think she washed those mushrooms.
You just give them a wipe over.
That's not washing.
Wait, what?
That's not washing. Give them... I've just washed some mushrooms. Just give them a wipe over with an LJ cloth.
Right, I've just washed some mushrooms. All you do is you just give them a wipe over. Yeah. Just wash them. I'm slicing
my... She's sliced them in her hand, the McCartney technique.
...hand with some fat in.
Please.
It's optional if you want to cook...
Is that the smoke alarm going off in the background?
Yeah.
I love her.
This is brilliant!
Have you never seen her before?
No, but you know what? We know what we're going to do, Jackie?
Just watch them.
We're going to get Kay on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to get Kay on the show.
Sausages. Because some people like sausages and the middle don't get done. So just make a...
Those sausages are grey on one side and black on the other.
Turn them over. So the inside can get done. Wow. Oh, I'm putting
what you can't see is that every time the shot changes, the video pauses for like half a second. I don't know what they're editing it on. I suspect it might be two VHS machines.
I think it's her son, does it? Her
hooked up.
So he's, oh, do you know, she's, whether he sees his next birthday, because some of the things he eats is just ridiculous.
Okay, all right, again, those are Jackie's opinions and views there, not the views of talk radio.
The
Look at the filthy colour of that fat, though.
Yeah, listen to your alarm going off.
That fat is like... black, dark brown, muddy brown.
Would you say a chip pan?
Oh, God.
Making sure that there's plenty of room.
I'd eat this.
Now I am doing the cracking
all
two
lard.
Eggs into a
all
pan.
All lard. Oh, I miss a fart cooked in lard.
Well, to cook for the breakfast. Most of the breakfast is doing...
Fried pies! My beauty! The mistake she's made there, you should butter your... Yeah. It should be white bread and you need to butter it both sides to get it perfect.
Put it in the crusty
egg pan. Yeah, yeah.
Like I keep saying, it's optional.
I'm having a fried slice
tonight. You're having
me
showing you, but I've been putting a bit of fat in every time. You must keep your hands well oiled so that you've nothing...
A few rips on her T-shirt there.
Come roll,
innit? Yeah, come roll. Oh, the state of that pan.
Hash browns.
Frozen hash browns.
You can have as many hash browns as you want.
She's having four.
Too sure how long they want cooking. I'm not too sure how long anything wants cooking.
Sorry?
She's not too sure how long anything wants cooking.
And she's teaching herself to cook.
She doesn't time anything. She just...
She waits till it's served.
Does it.
Holy cow.
Charred.
It's just a case of when they look done... If I can make an incision in the middle, I do. If not, then I just keep turning things off until they look done. As I say,
We can see the meal there. The beans are about to be poured on. I think it's good the beans are going on top because that just looks like... You know when you scrape all the crap off the bottom of a saucepan, right, to put in the bin? Looks like that.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd still eat
it. Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah. Cheated with the tomatoes. I've opened a tin instead of grilling them. A knife, just in case of putting tomatoes on as the final touches. Oh, I'm putting the beans
on. Beans with sausages in.
These have got a few sausages with them. So.
Well, she's doing it. She's putting the beans really delicately, sort of around the edge.
There we go.
I love her.
And this.
Oh, now she. Now she's got filthy dressing gown on. Where did that come from? This disgusting dressing gown. What is that?
Is the end product.
Okay.
Some bread to go with that. Plus, you can also have toast, which is optional. So, I hope you like what you've seen.
Love
if
it.
You do, give me a thumbs up. Yay. If you want to leave me a comment to do anything, whether it's cooking or making, do so. If you haven't already subscribed to me, would you please subscribe? Thank you for watching. Bye.
I love her.
Oh, is she... Right, first of all, she's getting a thumbs up there and she's getting a subscription. That's Kay's Cooking. Is she on Twitter? Do we know if this woman's on Twitter?
I think so. I know Harry Hill had on one of his shows on TV.
Oh, really?
One day brought her in and everyone just went, oh, my God, it's Kay.
She is
watch
coming
the,
on this show.
Watch the lasagna one.
Yeah, lasagna.
That's a great one. Right, and her son is allergic to cheese, so anything she makes with cheese, she does half with cheese and half without. So she'll do a cheese pizza... But his cheese pizza doesn't have any cheese on it because he can't eat it.
I've just seen she's got a GoFundMe that started 6 months ago because she needs a kitchen upgrade, she says.
She's got no worktops. Everything works on top of that cooker.
She's trying to get £3,000 and she's not got very much at all.
Hey, what does she want it for?
To spruce a kitchen up.
Oh, hang on. Hang on a minute. Crowdfunding to get a new kitchen?
Yeah.
That's a bit... Jeff, isn't it?
She's got plug sockets all over the kitchen, but doesn't use them. She just uses that side of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's just so many... Somebody said to her, can you make this scotch eggs, sausage rolls, bacon butty, you know... Oh, the poached eggs in the frying pan are the best. Do you want to watch that?
Jackie, thank you very much indeed. You brought something to our lives and to our world there. That's incredible. Kay's Cooking.
Kay's good cooking.
It's a cookery special tonight. Got some information on where that Paul McCartney thing is from as well, and loads of people have sent me little bits and pieces about it. It's actually quite an interesting story. We'll get to that in a second. 0344 499 1000. This, dear listeners, Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hey, dear listener, 0344 499 1000. The late night alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. I have posted the picture of Kath's excellent T-shirt. Well done. Thank you for doing that. It is a thrill. Now, this is exciting. This is how the show moves. Sometimes, you know, things chug along and sometimes things happen that we don't quite expect to happen. I will thank our friend Jake Graham on Twitter for this. But we've gone down a kind of cooking... rabbit hole.
Yeah, because of Jackie's phone call earlier on.
Yeah.
Jackie phoned up and said, have you seen on YouTube, there's an excellent cooking video selection to be seen.
Yes.
From Kay. Yeah. And we thought, we were imagining like a Mrs. Hinch type.
Yeah. I don't know who Mrs. Hinch is.
Well, super glamorous.
Who is Mrs. Hinch?
She's the cleaning woman, right? On YouTube, she's a YouTube sensation.
Oh, I've not seen her.
And she does these kind of like cleaning videos. She lives in this pristine house, perfect family, you know, absolutely not a hair out of place, the sort of house that you wouldn't dare move a cushion in, right? So I was imagining that.
Right, okay.
Then we had a look at Kay's video.
Yeah, and it's the complete opposite of that, but it's brilliant.
It's real.
It's brimming with personality. Uh-huh. It's some great recipes in there.
You can tell someone lives in that kitchen.
You can tell someone lives in that kitchen. And I'm thrilled to say... Kay, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yeah! Kay! Now, I'm really sorry. We hadn't heard of you until our friend Jackie phoned us up and told us. But you've been doing this for years, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
How long have you been doing your videos for?
I've been doing it for about 3.5 years, probably. Something like that.
Flipping it. And then loads of people were saying, you're way behind the curve. Kay's been on loads of programmes. What TV programmes have you done?
I've been on Harry Hill's Alien Fun Cat Show.
Wow, that's great.
I've been on Rude Tube.
Have you? Wow, there you go. Okay.
And I've also been on Radio Sheffield.
Oh, mate. Well, Kay, tonight you were on National Radio with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope we didn't... I know that Jake, who listens to the show, worked with you on Harry Hill, and he got in touch with you. We've not woken you up, have we, Kay?
No, love. No.
What are you normally doing at this time of night? Cooking?
No, I've already done my cooking.
Okay.
No, I'm just relaxing, watching TV.
What you watch? What's on the telly?
Well, I'm watching reruns of The Two Ronnies.
I love you, Kay. Whereabouts are you?
In Sheffield.
Oh, God, right, Radio Sheffield, you're in Sheffield. So what made you do these cookery demonstrations? What was the first one, and what gave you the idea to do it?
Well, it was my son's idea.
Yeah.
He badgered me for 2 years. Mom, do some cooking videos. I'm going, oh, shut up. And then in the end he went, Mother, just the one. I went, right, I'll do some cheap buns. And that's what I did.
But why did he want, because he's the one that films it all, is he?
Yeah.
Is that Lee? Because we sometimes see him taste testing.
Yeah, oh, he's on YouTube as well.
Because we've only watched a couple. We've played them out on the air. We watched Chicken and Chips.
Yeah.
Where Lee comes out at the end, he goes, yeah, it's all right, it's fine.
Tastes nice.
The taste is nice. He doesn't seem that bothered by it, Kay.
No, well, he's had me cooking for a couple of years since his dad passed away.
Oh.
I've had to cook for him.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
Sorry. I was like... about 8 years ago.
Okay.
It's a long time ago.
I've got to say, though, with the chicken and the chips, right, you did the chicken, the chips finished, and then you turned the chicken over for another half an hour. Those chips must have been freezing.
I put them in the microwave.
Yeah, think on. Of course you did. You could see the steam coming off them when Lee was chowing down at the end.
She, you know, stuff. And the other one we watched was the Full English Breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Flipping heck, Kay. I mean, any woman that can do a fried slice like that, I'm marrying, because no one does a fried slice anymore, Kay.
No.
And is that lard you're using?
Yeah,
You are a dirty, dirty woman, and I love you. All these lovely olive oils, and no, get me some lard. No one does lard anymore.
My mother-in-law used to cook with lard. Yeah, it's a special taste to it, and it's one that you'll never forget. If you ever had a fry it with lard, nothing else is the same, is it?
It isn't. No, true. That's true.
So you've been doing these for a few years. How many videos have you done, Kay?
Oh, no, I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry, I couldn't tell
that
you.
That many?
I've done loads. But can I just tell you, the channel that you are watching has been hacked.
Oh, now that was the YouTube channel. There's a Facebook page, isn't there, that someone's pointed us to?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page. Somebody made one for me.
Yeah.
But he conned me out of a lot of money.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I made my own up. But the thing is, that YouTube channel you're watching,
yeah,
there's another one called Kay's Cooking that's got 2,000 subscribers.
Right, so that's the one to go to. Kay's Cooking that's got about 2,000 subscribers. And what is you, why would, imagine someone ripping you off? Yeah, that's outrageous. There are some right dodgepots online, as you know, Kay. You've got to be so careful. So, is there a Facebook page that we should go to? Is there one that's you?
The only one I can say is Kay's Cooking.
Right, okay.
There is one called Kay's Good Cooking,
yeah,
but that's by somebody else. That,
okay.
That's, even though I have been on that page,
yeah,
I was conned on to going on to it.
Aye.
To try and make money for him, not for me.
Yeah.
He said it was money for me, but it turned out...
Scumbag.
I didn't get no... I got...
Kay? Kay's been silenced. Kay, we've lost you.
Uh-oh.
Kay?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Someone's trying to silence you. They don't. This is Jamie Oliver and the Gordon Ramsays don't want you out there, Kay.
I'm not bothered about them as long as James Martin wants me.
I've been to James Martin's house and I was on his show once.
Have you?
Oh yes, Kay. And if you play your cards right, if you do me enough fried slices, I might introduce you to Mr. Martin.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, look.
Oh, I heard you get unnecessary then.
She's come over all funny. You muck him up. Oh. But you get some of these, and we looked at the Hacked channel, and we'll plug the proper one again in a minute, so get your pens and papers, dear listener. But some of those videos have had like 70, 80,000 views.
Have
they? Yeah, you've had loads of views.
Oh,
yeah. What I'm saying is, Kay, you're quite popular. People like you.
I have been told that, but I don't class myself as popular.
You're a star, mate. You're famous. There's no getting away from it. What is the, how often do you do the videos, and what is the next one going to be?
Well, I've just done potato soup.
What?
Potato soup.
Potato soup, yeah, I've just done that one.
Okay.
But at the moment, my son's editing one called Piss-Take Crumpets.
Piss-Take Crumpets?
What?
Piss-Take Crumpets?
Yeah.
What is that?
That should be going up today.
What's a piss? I don't know if we can say Piss-Take Crumpets, but we have. What's a Piss-Take Crumpet?
You know them things you buy each shop, like them pikelets and that, you know?
Yeah. A crumpet.
She's speaking a foreign language. Crumpet. Catherine, you understand her, don't you? You're from around that way.
Yeah. A crumpet. They call them pikelets as well. But what's piss take about it?
Well, it's not. I'm not making them. I'm just putting them on the grill and doing it. What I call a mess about day.
Yeah.
And I just put them on the grill. You know, grill them on one side, turn them over, grill them on the other side, put margarine on it, and it's just messing about.
Beautiful. Some people don't know how to make a crumpet, though, so, you know, I think it's messing about for some. It's a learning
day. I've got to say, though, your chicken and chips, right, the chicken was great, you showed us how to do it, and the chips, you just went, right, I've cooked the chips, they're done now. You didn't show us how to cook the chips!
Yeah, but I mean, you just put them in a chip pan and
I don't know that! A chip pan!
Oh, God.
A chip pan? Who uses a chip pan?
I had a chip pan until last year.
It's oven chips,
nothing
isn't it?
Like it. Oh, oven chips are rubbish compared to chip pan chips.
Oven chips are rubbish.
Oh, yeah. Oven chips, they all dry, aren't they?
Yeah.
They don't work. It's not nice at all.
How much, without prying too much, Kay, how much money did you get ripped out of by this dodge pot?
Oh, God, probably a couple of thousand.
Flipping it, Kay. Oh, mate.
Oh, no, I didn't pay him.
Oh. Oh, the money that people thought were paying to you, but he was taking it.
That channel he started, he says he could make thousands for me. So right. I thought, oh, great, thousands, a couple of thousand, keep me going, you know, for a couple of years.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of repairs to do.
Yeah.
And anyway, he kept putting my videos up and going, have you got any new videos? Well, thing is, I suffer with asthma and I were having a couple of bad attacks.
Yeah.
Just from last year up to Christmas, I were really, really ill. And I said, I can't put any up yet. I said, I can't breathe to put any up. And he went, well, if you don't start putting things up, we're not going to be able to make you money.
Oof.
And then he started pinching videos off my old channel.
Oh.
He were making money. He monetized it, which gets you adverts on, which gets you money. And he were getting loads of money. Oh. And, then all of a sudden he just stopped.
Oh, okay. A lot of people find out in different ways that there are scumbags on the internet. I'm really sorry, and I hope that you manage to turn this new channel around and start getting a few quid out of it. So what is the YouTube channel that I need to send my listeners to, Kay?
It's called Kay's Cooking.
Kay's Cooking, and it's got about 2,000 subscribers.
It's about 2,600.
Okay, well, I've subscribed to it, and I know a few of my listeners are right now.
I've been told it's a picture of Hong Kong in background.
What? Oh, I've got, look, on the long strip at the top.
Why is that picture of Hong Kong in the background? Are you from Hong Kong? Are you Chinese? What's this?
No, darling. What it were is, when we made the new channel,
yeah,
it gave me that picture.
Oh, okay, right. It's just
kept it, it's nice.
Picture. All right. Kate, listen, if you, next time you put a video up or any time you want to give anything a plug, me and Kath are on Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock at night until 1 in the morning. You are now officially a friend of the show, and you are welcome on to plug your stuff anytime you want, Kate.
In fact, I think you should be our studio chef.
Yeah, oh, yes, definitely. If you ever come down to London, you are coming into the studio. You're going to do a cookery demonstration live on air. And basically, I just want some food. I want that
fried slice.
That fried slice. Kate,
I will make you a fried slice, and then I will put an egg on top of it.
Oh, yeah, dirty man, that's lovely.
She is speaking. I need to take this call in private. Please. Okay. Honestly, you are brilliant. I'm going to watch some of your videos over the weekend.
Before you kick me off the air, can I just tell your listeners to go to Kay's Cooking on Facebook as well?
Okay. So, is that the place to go? All right. Brilliant. Yeah. Kay, so nice to talk to you, my dear. Thanks for calling in and keep in touch, won't you?
I promise I will.
In fact, I sent you a message on your Facebook account, so now you'll have my details. You can always ping me a message on there if you fancy.
Oh, cheers, darling. If it's the right one, I will, obviously. I'll get in touch with you straight away. I'll just say hi, something like that.
You're a good woman, Kay. It's nice to talk to you, and your boy's a good boy, and I look forward to seeing Piss Take Crumpet.
Are we on about the same boy?
Take care, Kay. We'll speak again soon.
You too, thank you.
What a nice lady. Love her. I want her back on. Every time she does a video, I want her to come on and give it a plug. What a nice woman. Thank you, Kate.
She's lovely. The only person I want to know what she's had for a tea.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm going to enjoy those. Thank you, Jackie, as well, for letting us know. And thank you, Jake, for putting us in touch. Really appreciate it. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I'm just going around this BBC online network from 1998.
Uh-huh.
So this is like the BBC homepage. I'm just clicking on some relevant stories. 1998, June 29th, 1998.
God, I was 21.
Okay. Pop star George Michael is to stage an internet chat with his fans following his conviction for a lewd act in a Los Angeles public toilet. I've been to that toilet. Michael is reported to have promised to be frank and honest with his fans in a two-hour chat session. In an interview after his arrest, he apologised to his fans for causing them embarrassment and for putting himself in a position where he said he felt stupid and reckless and weak. The webcast will also, this is from June 1998, will also show footage of him dancing at his recent birthday party in London to celebrate his 35th birthday. Wow. His 35th birthday.
But the thing is, back then I would have thought that was ancient.
Yeah. Okay, so then we go forward to July. Pop star George Michael looked right at home in a chat room on Thursday night. He swore, told a dirty joke and made a number of controversial comments.
Yeah, so in other words, he used a chat room.
Just like the usual inhabitants, reports the BBC's internet correspondent Chris Nuttall. George was using the internet with a capital I. He's always got a capital I.
Internet, I guess.
To talk to his fans for the first time since his conviction for lewd conduct in a Beverly Hills toilet. He went live on the net from London, typing in answers to emails sent to him.
Typing in answers.
From all over the world and running well over his two-hour allotted time. He uses the internet to sell music online and believes he can talk directly to his fans this way, avoiding in particular the British press, which he feels has hounded him. I'm not here to feed the press tonight, he typed in his first comment in the chat room, set up online by the Microsoft Network, MSN.
Is he using MSN Messenger?
Here again. Then we've got...
I used to like that.
If we go on Queen's, be a fan at davidbowie.com. The rock star David Bowie has undergone another of his famous changes, this time into an internet service provider. From September the 1st, he became the first personality to offer himself as an ISP, giving the fans the chance to sign up and register email addresses, such as ziggy.stardust@davidbowie.com.
Wow.
BowieNet provides internet access with a local call in more than 2,000 North American cities, with 47 countries to be added by the end of the year. Shit. Users pay 19 $4.95 a month, or $5.95 if they already have an ISP and just want to access the site.
What? So they were paying $20 a month for their internet, for their emails?
Yes. Apart from the usual 5 megabytes of space, and 5 megabytes, and an email address, BowieNet promises access to previously unreleased material, video footage and videos of the photos of the artists. There will be news groups, chat rooms, online shareware, multiplayer gaming and personalised content updated daily with news, sport, weather, horoscopes, TV guides and thousands of albums and gig reviews. I welcome all you web travellers to the first community-driven internet site that focuses on music, film, literature, painting and more, where you can interact with all the members of our adventurous new project, says Bowie in a personal message on the homepage. The site will be launching a contest on September the 15th, which will be a revolutionary event on the internet. At the end of the month, Bowie offers the usual online chat with himself, but with the added feature of a 360-degree webcam, viewers can direct it themselves, panning around the star as he chats. I wanted to create an environment where not just my fans, but all music fans could be part of a single community, where vast archives of music and information could be accessed, views stated, and ideas exchanged. That's the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I'm just going to get... I'm just going to fall down this rabbit hole. Hang on, there's this Queen... last one about Queen. And then we'll talk to Mark, and then we'll talk to Danny. Rock veterans Queen were never afraid of doing something new. And drummer Roger Taylor has carried on the tradition by staging a record-breaking concert over the internet. From a tent in his Surrey back garden, he managed to break all records for the number of hits for a live show carried over the World Wide Web.
Yep.
Up to 500 people logged on each second to watch Taylor perform a mixture of old and new songs from his Queen days to solo material from his current album, Electric Fire. Does that mean 500 people were watching?
Per minute.
Queen, fronted by the flamboyant Freddie Mercury, he's dead at that point, yeah, still hold the record for the biggest selling non-charity single in Britain for their 1975 epic Bohemian Rhapsody. Taylor's tent was connected up to ISDN lines, which sent the performance across the web via servers in Los Angeles. He said, "It's just nice, it's very nice to perform where I live." So he's got a croaky voice,
isn't
it?
That is quite a good one to Taylor.
It's very nice to perform where I live, and a whole new concept to do a world tour that's over in 1¾ hours. Producer Tim Massey said, "We'd like to think we've achieved what Queen did when they played stadiums in South America in the early 1980s, reaching hundreds of thousands of people." There we go. Experienced director Rudy Dolezal. What does that name ring a bell?
It's Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, there we go. There we go, yeah. A veteran of Live Aid and the Freddie Mercury tribute concert. She the lady that pretended...
Well, that identified as black, right, yeah. Well, and still does, black. Apparently.
I wonder if they're related. Found working with the internet a lot harder than working with more conventional video. There are restrictions on the internet. You can't cut between shots on an online concert because the viewer might end up with a black hole. You have to do a quick dissolve instead, over 6 frames, which is a long time if you get your timing wrong. Good evening, Mark.
Evening, sir. How you doing? You all right?
I'm very, very well, Mark. What have you got for us tonight?
Well, all it is, yeah, like, I finally the other day I spoke to James. Actually, he's really polite, so I thought he might have slaughtered me, but it's the first time I called, so you guys are refreshing, I've got to tell you. But it's a question, right, and I want to know, why is White Line Mr. Gove himself still in the parliament? Why? How come? If it had been me or you, right, or any other Joe Bloggs on the street,
yes,
we would have been thrown out, right? He's admitted he's having a chop-up. Why is he still in parliament? Why?
Well, because it was a long time ago.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I've done the chop-up.
Yeah, so have I. But if
someone's
you can't
done it, you've done it a bit more recently. So it sounds like Mark sniffing away there, buddy.
No, well, I'll just take the mic out and go. Listen, at the end of the day, they was talking about earlier about taking the flights out and, you know, having no more flying.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, here's the thing, right? Most of them have done it, and we all know that Boris Johnson's done
it. Of course, yeah, they bang at it. They've all bang at it. But the thing is, yeah, because they all bang at it, they ain't putting their hands up. Well, is that because he's going to get bubbled up? You put his hands.
Here's the thing: they're not all bang at it. Some of them have been bang at it. I suspect one or two of them may still be bang at it, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
You and I know that the drug laws in this country are ridiculous. The only problem I've got with Gove is that he wanted to introduce a law that dictated that if it was found that teachers had used cocaine when they were younger, they would get the sack.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's where the hypocrisy is.
Yeah, it's hypocritical. And the thing is, and this is the thing with me where I've got, listen, everyone to their own, okay? It used to be a rich man's thing. It ain't now. It's naughty. Everyone's having a go at it, and they are having a go, right?
Yeah.
But see him, what really annoys me with him,
is
the only reason he's admitted it is because he's got caught. Someone's going to write about it.
Yeah.
So he's a wrong one, isn't he?
Well, no, because I don't think someone should get the sack for...
No, he shouldn't get the sack, no. They shouldn't attack him, but at the end of the day, he shouldn't be running for Prime Minister. It's a joke. You can't let him...
Well, hang on a minute. There is an argument, of course.
What?
That if we... Shut up. Chew some gum or smoke a fag while I'm talking. There is an argument, of course, that if you have a Prime Minister who has used Class A drugs, he can't make the drug... If he's the Prime Minister, he then can't make the drug laws any stricter.
No.
And there is an argument that he might actually look at the drug laws with a slightly... Now it's out in the public. Now people know that he's used cocaine and he can't pretend he hasn't. He might look at the drug laws in a slightly more grown-up, mature way.
No, listen, I get it. And I'm on side. And you're right, what you're saying. You're not wrong, right? But
I'm a wise man.
You are a wise
man. Very wise man, Mark.
If they take the flights, you ain't going to get Columbia, is he? You ain't going to get that bit of perusing that he's chucking for. Listen, he's put his hands up, okay? What I've got a problem with...
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Oliver, it is a bit of an Oliver, you're right. But the problem is
there was. This is a naughty drug joke. But there was someone on Twitter said, "I bet Gove was the type of person who didn't buy his own gear, but he'd be stood around others that were using, hoping he'd get cut into the next bump." There's a bit of drug slang for you guys. Who cares?
Listen, do you know what? It's fake news. Who gives a monkey's, right? I've got an issue, and where I've got an issue, okay?
Yes.
Rightly or wrongly, I've never voted, so I don't trust none of them.
Yeah.
Right? So I can't really say anything, yeah?
Yes, you can.
Where I've got a problem with it, okay, they all lie, all of them. But that's what they do. See, we all should, like, wake up and smell the coffee. We know what they're doing, they ain't telling the truth, right?
Yeah.
But, okay, he still wouldn't have said anything unless someone was going to write in the book about him.
Yeah.
So it's just showing that all the young kids... He's not honest, so how can you trust him?
That's a good. He raises a good point.
But none of them would have confessed unless someone had asked them. And after it had come out with him, they all got asked by different reporters, and they all came forward. And drugs looked a hell of a lot less cool than they did before.
I genuinely wonder, Mark, if this is somehow going to be a watershed moment on our attitude to drugs. I don't think any of these are necessarily going to change the drug laws, but this could be the seed that in maybe 10, 15, 20 years, we'll look back at this point and go, and see it as a pivotal moment.
I'll tell you what's a pivotal moment about this,
I'm
into stocks and shares. I don't know, I just don't sound like I do, but I am, right?
Yeah, I thought you were more into apples and pears.
Let me tell you, I'll give you a heads up, right? Watch out, there's a company in Canada, and I don't mind saying it on the radio, and anyone that's got half a brain to listen, there's a company in Canada at the moment that's legalised it, right?
Yeah.
When it's coming. You're right. You're 1,000% right.
Yeah.
It's going to get legalised, right?
Yeah.
Get on the shares.
I don't want to get on cocaine shares. Cocaine is a very, very dark drug.
No, let's talk about cannabis.
I'm talking about cannabis. Oh, cannabis is... it's legal all over America. It's legal everywhere.
Yeah, but hang on. They're coming. The share companies are coming. Once all the gabbers and the other lot up in the other department think they can get a few.
All right. Mark, listen, come in, Paul. Mark, listen, it's nice to talk to you. Call us earlier in the show next time.
Yeah, God bless you. Take care.
You take care, fella. I'm going to quickly, you get set up, Paul. We're going to speak to our friend Danny. Good evening, Danny.
Hello, you two. I'll get straight to the point.
Thank you.
Talking about kids not understanding technology, my daughter is currently 21. When she was about 12, we bought new wireless house phones.
Oh, yeah.
She took it apart and asked where the SIM card went.
Oh, no.
And one final thing, because Paul's more important than I'll ever be. In that picture you tweeted of Cass wearing her new T-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to say it looks like she's got hairy cleavage with your hair.
I have got hairy cleavage. And?
Oh, it does. It does.
Told you, it does. I've got a lovely hairy chest.
I don't know. When I did the same thing last week, it was my idea. And I had a T-shirt with 52 casts on it. Yeah. I don't know why you were offended by that. I find that very erotic.
It was quite a shock to the system to see it out of the blue.
Okay.
It's when he buys a pair that are underpants, that's when you got to worry.
Well, you can obtain those. You don't know what I didn't want to do that reveal.
Danny, nice to talk to you. Thank you for respecting the Ross.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yes! Instead of going on Facebook.
You gotta lose the weight of the world.
Telling me to top myself. All right, Facebook! Yeah! Social media! Yeah! Posted the show's not been great the last couple of days. Last 2 days. How about when you peaked being the least funny thing on the 11 o'clock show? Go and top yourself. What a world we live in, guys. Hang on, Ringo's not finished. My desk just went blank for a second there. Don't be worried about that. Ringo Starr Day. Tell me to tell myself.
Is that Talk Radio Facebook?
No, my Facebook. It's on my Facebook. I banned that guy immediately. Well.
Do you want me to track him down? Do you want me to track him down?
And kill him?
Totally in the mood today.
No, let's not kill him. Let's not kill the guy.
No, I wouldn't kill him.
Listen, guys. Here's the thing, guys. I don't think it is appropriate to go and kill this guy.
No.
To kill Jim Bruce. Jim Bruce. Jim Bruce wants me to kill myself. Jim Bruce. What world?
I'm just wondering who hurt Jim Bruce.
What he would world be like that in?
To a stranger.
Where he doesn't like me or the show. Phil John says, you're an effing chopsy, attention-seeking prick. Your has been, never was winker. Go and take your meds and see your therapist or 12-step group prick. And he spelled that with two Ks. Gosh, what is going on with... I'm going to ban Phil John. People with two first names. Phil John, you're banned from my group, buddy. I will not allow that kind of language going on. And boy, oh boy, if I could tell you, and I won't, but the phone call that Sam took off air about 10 minutes ago. A very angry phone call. It really would change your opinion on things a lot, dear listener, but I'm not going to. But I just want to say to that person who phoned up very angry to Sam and was threatening legal action, I don't understand why you're getting so angry. We're not angry with you. We just want the very best for you. If you're angry because... we just want the best, all right? So please don't get angry with us. Please don't get angry with Sam. That isn't going to help anything, all right? Everything's cool. Everything is cool, man. Let's go to Susan. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Ian.
And from the Mike Graham Show for... for being racist?
No, I'm not racist, darling.
No, what did you get banned for?
I don't know, but they're not accepting my course, so I've just said something they don't like. Well, I don't know what it is.
Try and think what you said in the last phone call to Mike Brown, because that would be it. That would be it. They won't accept your course.
Here's the thing, right?
We don't think that we say awful things. Otherwise, generally, we wouldn't say them. But other people...
Well,
you talking about immigrants?
No.
Okay.
No.
Muslims?
No. I went out with a Muslim. I loved him to death.
God, you killed a Muslim?
No, I loved him. I would have killed him with love if he'd have stayed around long enough. He went back to his own country. I loved him like mad.
Yeah, okay. Well, there
never go. Loved anybody like that. And I've had friends from all over the world. I'm not racist at all, I promise.
Okay, swear. Okay, don't swear, whatever you do. It's great to have you back on this show. We have to let you know there is a book. There is a book coming out at some point in the near future, or the distant future, we don't know, of, please stop that, of transcripts of this show. You are in. Please shut up.
Okay.
Stop saying okay. You are in this book.
For what reason? Why am I in the book?
Did you hear what the book was?
Transcripts of what?
Of the radio show.
So what? Why am I in it? Why am I selected?
Because someone did a transcript of one of your annoying calls.
No, because you're their favourite.
Oh, Catherine, I love you. You're my favourite too, and Ian.
Jeez. Oh,
I want to tell you something, right? I think you, and although I thought you'd ban me forever, and I can't tell you how happy I am that you've accepted my call tonight.
It's reluctant, but yeah.
Well, I imagine that.
Yep.
But I think you and Catherine are great guys. You've helped Nigel. You've helped lots of people. I think you care.
Well, if you run out of batteries and you want us to send you some double A's, what's this about?
No, I'm just saying, you know, and Cass, you both helped Nigel, and we all feel for Nigel. We feel for vulnerable people, don't we? If you've got a heart, you feel for people. But I was listening to, you see, I consider both you and Catherine to be very clever, because apart from being university educated, you're quite worldly, you've seen a bit of life.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if you, I heard last year, When people have been discussing finances and the trouble that Nigel's in, and it's not his fault.
Just going to nudge you along to the point here, because I'm losing the will to live.
Right, okay. We are all only about 2 or 3 paychecks away from bankruptcy. Did you know that?
Why does life have to be so unfair?
Yes, I did know that.
So it's scary, isn't it?
Wow!
Yes.
So really, we could all be in Nigel's position, couldn't we?
What is this?
Effectively.
No, we couldn't.
We could.
No, we couldn't.
If we run into financial difficulties.
No, we couldn't.
Well, okay, let me rephrase it.
Thank you.
We could all be facing serious financial difficulties in a short period of time.
Yes? Correct. That's better. Thank you.
Right.
There we go.
And we could all, if we lost our home, be homeless.
Absolutely correct. Yes. What is this? I feel like I'm in. I feel like you're talking to me in the same way.
50 questions.
Shut up. You're talking to me in the same way that when I went on a speed awareness course, they would talk to me about road safety. As though I'm a flipping idiot. I'm sat there thinking, I'm a 45-year-old TV star.
I've just told you, I think you're very intelligent. You're both of you.
But that's what they do. They flatter you and then patronise you.
No, I don't want to patronise anybody.
Then put the phone down.
Well, can I just say thank you for taking my call, please?
You can. Thank you. Yes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
What is a dildo?
I think it's something that doesn't necessarily have the vibrating aspect.
Where does that word come from? That's such a strange... Mm-hmm. It's such a strange word, isn't it? Dildo. What? I don't know. It's just a strange old word.
It's like the oldest fashioned one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. I'll find out where it's called.
Let's get the history.
Etymology. The word is long considered unclear, but the third edition of the Oxford English Dictionary concluded in 2018. Oh, dear. That the word originates in nonsense syllables common in early modern popular ballads, not dissimilar to the still familiar nursery rhyme phrase, hey diddle diddle.
which came to be used as
diddle. So diddle have a diddle, dildo.
Yeah. Came to be used as a coy euphemism for dildos. The phrase dildul, referring to a man's penis, appears in the 17th century folk ballad The Maid's Complaint for Want of a Dildul. The song was among the many in the library of Samuel Pepys, the dirty pervert. Other theories have previously circulated include that the word originally referred to the phallus-shaped peg used to lock an oar in position on a dory, a small boat. Yeah. It would be inserted into a hole on the side of the boat and is very similar in shape to the modern toy. The toy might also take its name from this sailing tool, which lends its name to the town of Dildo. There's a town of Dildo and the nearby Dildo Island in Newfoundland,
Dildo
Canada.
Dildo Island. That sounds like a level on Super Mario World.
Others suggest the word is a corruption of the Italian diletto or delight.
Delight you with my plastic penis, which I put into the lady.
According to the OED, one of the word's first appearances in English was in Thomas Nash's The Choice of Valentines, or The Merry Ballad of Nash's Dildo.
The what? The Merry Ballad of Nash's Dildo?
In the sentence, curse you, Nick, a dildo, senseless counterfeit, I who sooth male fill but can never beget.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
Before we carry on the story, let's introduce Cara into the conversation.
Good
evening.
Cara.
Good evening, Cara. I'm so sorry. I just had to take a break from all that dildoing.
You know
what it's like.
I just heard dildo followed by cat's laugh.
Her birthday's coming up. I'm just asking what she wants.
Excellent. Oh my goodness. How you doing? You alright?
Fine. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Good. I thought you might like another lady.
Yeah, it's lady heavy tonight.
It's ladies' night,
which is great, which is good. We such a dick fest this show, and it's nice, good. All right, what can we do for you, Cara?
Well, I said I'd call you back. I spoke to you a little while ago about they found those lesions on my brain.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Well, you know the night you were off with a poorly tummy, which, by the way, I think is IBS, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's still
all right, doctor.
You've spent a lot of time in hospital and under an MRI scanner doesn't mean that you're a doctor. You're not qualified.
No, but your symptoms are a lot like mine, and I feel sorry for Cass.
God, you should.
Because of the growls, the guffs.
Anyway, the night you were off, you had stand-in. I'm really sorry, but I don't know who he was. But I'd listened for like half an hour and basically collapsed.
Oh.
At home, just with my daughter.
He was that bad? Wow, great. This is perfect. This is what we want. Sam, you naughty boy.
We had to have the ambulance out.
Oh, my God.
Can I just say, if anybody else was rushed to hospital because our stand-in was that bad, please do let us know. 03444991000. My ego needs it.
I was just so upset that it wasn't you, you see. I couldn't handle it.
You should be, baby.
Well, basically, cut a long story short, it was a mini-stroke.
Oh, my God.
Cara!
Yeah, so he took me in, and by the time I'd actually sort of got there, my speech was coming back, and I could move a bit better. And they sort of sat in front of me and said, "We need to know what you've taken, dear."
Oh!
To be ashamed of, but obviously we have to know. And by that time, I'd got my speech back, and I was like, "I understand, but I've taken nothing." And he pulled
out. You would say that, you junkie.
He pulled out his pocket this little brownie in a bag, right? And I just started laughing. And this is the time I thought, I need my daughter to back me up on this story. What it was, I mean, you guys know you've got kids. Well, they always leave one item in a packet, don't they?
Yeah.
Right, it's so annoying. This big tub with one tiny brownie. And so I put it in a little bag, popped it on the table, put the plastic tub in the recycling, didn't think anything of it. Well, they'd assumed that because my heart rate, blood pressure, and apparently my pupils were huge.
Your pubics?
I'd taken
pupils?
Pupils, so
pubics?
Sorry. Is this echo on the line the result of the stroke? Is that just your voice gone a bit funny now?
It's probably gone a bit funny now, yeah.
There we go, okay. Well, that was good.
That was really good.
She made herself go all helium-y. I like that.
There's a talent.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. I'm just going to move you to another line because sometimes this fixes it and sometimes it doesn't. How's that? That's a bit better.
Is it still?
Oh, it works much better. There we go. That's £25 million studio, guys.
the best of it was, I won't bore you with it, but the best of it was they then came to me and said, well, we've looked through your records, we're going to start you on your steroids for your multiple sclerosis. I said, I haven't got multiple sclerosis. They went, well, according to your records you have.
Oh, mate, that's how you found out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, but that's still, terrible.
Still not 100%, because they were then running around like headless chickens, because I just sat there and went, well, nice of you to let me know.
So hang on, hang on a minute. When, according to the records, what point did your doctor know that you had MS?
Back in March, when I went to see the neurologist.
No, mate!
So it's not even that they'd seen the results of your tests before you had. They knew.
Well, they suspected. Am I right that it used to be, 20 years ago, the only way you could definitively know if it was MS was to do a lumbar puncture?
It still is, Ian, and right. This is what I'm still waiting for. So I've said, how can you have it on record? How can you tell me? I mean, luckily, I'm pretty sort of stable-minded, believe it or not.
That's no way to find out there's a strong chance you got something like that, though, is it?
I mean, how many people go away and say, I cannot have a future like that. That's it. I want to end it. I mean, they're taking a big gamble there, so...
Yeah.
Now I'm just waiting, but you guys are helping, keeping me sane.
Listen, I'm going to let you go in a second, Cara, because this line is terrible. I don't quite know what's going on. I'm just going to shift you over here again, but I don't want you to... this is incredibly fascinating. It'll be fine for a second, then it'll go again. So you had a stroke, a mini-stroke. Oh, no, I've got the wrong fader up. There it is. You had a mini-stroke.
Yeah, and apparently that's quite common with MS as well.
But how are you today?
Okay. I'm okay.
How are you physically? Not necessarily emotionally, with all this other stuff that's gone, but physically, have you recovered from this mini stroke?
Well, no, not. I mean, I'm still very weak on my left side. My eyes very blurry and twitching all the time. I fall over a lot. But hey, still laughing, and you guys help, so thanks for that.
It could be, because there are different types of MS. I'm not telling you what, so I don't know. Some MSs, it's progressive, and some you just have, like, a massive attack.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mate.
But we'll see. So, I'm not going anywhere yet, so...
No. Have you got a lumbar puncture booked in?
Well, that's the other thing. I'm waiting. It was September, but because of all this, they're desperately trying to bring it forward now.
The lumbar puncture itself is fine. I had one.
Yeah, I had one before.
You've had one. You know,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, because I had meningitis.
It's a bit crappy for a few days after.
Yeah, you got to sort of lay still.
You can't move. They told me I'd be able to go to work the next day. Every time I moved, the world, it was like being really, really drunk. The world starts spinning. Yeah. You want to throw up and you lie down and it takes half an hour for everything to go flat again. It's incredible.
Great. That's fun. Especially with my two little kittens hanging around. That's awesome.
They are going to make your life a nightmare.
Great. Anyway.
Best of luck. Let us know
how
it
goes. I'll let you go. Yeah, take care. Love you both.
Thank you, Cara. How can they have it on your record from March? MS. I mean, my mum never had the lumbar puncture and she was diagnosed with it. You know, they are 30 years ago she was diagnosed. 30 years ago they were fairly good at, you know, there are a lot of clues that you can put together. How can they have that on your record since March and not say, look, it's not definitive yet, but this is what it's looking like.
Mm.
We need to get you in for a lumbar puncture and we need to sort this out.
Well, here's my suspicion. They were hanging on for the lumbar puncture because it's such a bombshell that they wanted to make sure it was absolutely... there before they even sowed that seed, because, you know, as Cara says, some people take it as a sentence. Here's what I think. In the heat of the moment, while they were trying to work out what she'd taken or what had happened, they saw that and didn't read the detail of it and just jumped in.
I mean, it's her fault for being a junkie. Eating those hash browns. Good luck, Cara. We will be here. We will fight. We will fight for you till the death of us. 03444991000. Nathan, stay there. We'll finish Kath's dildo story. We'll have to do my sex story tomorrow. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Let's go to Lavinia.
Good evening, my lovelies.
Good evening, Lavinia.
Lavinia.
Arr, 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 arr.
anyway, Ian, what I'd like to say to you...
Oh, is that I say you yes, let's do it. Turn over.
Actually sound actually just like me.
Yes,
absolutely
filthy.
Crazy.
Filthy. Filthy.
Ian, are you still there?
Oh, baby.
Catherine, what I'd like to say to you and Ian,
yeah,
that you must be attracting hundreds of LBC listeners.
Hang on a minute, hang on a minute.
I love it, I love it, I love it.
Yeah, I tell you what, you, I tell you what you love. You love this.
What's that? I love it, yeah.
Ever been tied up?
You definitely.
Tell us what happened.
Well, because of it, I was trying to tell you the other night that I was slapping my face just to look youthful.
Oh.
And people were thinking that I was getting men in my house.
You were dicking men in your house.
Getting.
To getting
flipping
men.
Flipping
heck, I thought she said dicking. She's doing her own...
Are you there, Ian?
Yes, I am. Who's this? Lavinia's father?
What I'm actually trying to say, my lovely, is that...
You were dicking men in your house.
Oh, my God.
Yes. When I say men, your mean... friends, got vulnerable friends.
Yes.
Men that who I have empathy for.
Yes.
People who are very narrow-minded, tunnel vision, who are not
one
like
vision,
or not like myself.
No, you're very open. You're very broad-minded. You swing both ways, as they say.
You're just like me, Ian. I'll tell you something now. I believe
the
in my
children
heart,
are the future.
That you have had a breakdown. And that's the best thing that's ever happened. Am I
yes,
right?
You are right, sister.
Brother, I love you.
I love you, Lavinia. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here we go. Here we go. The vibe is very... Stop there, Beatles, for crying out loud. So there's a new legend in town. Good evening, the late night alternative, Ian Lee. You are...
Catherine Boyle.
0344-499-1000. Seb, stay there. We're going to come to you in a second. Now, some controversy has arisen in the last 15 minutes
yeah.
that I'm surprised at. I'm going to play you a clip that was on BBC News, BBC Local News, the TV news. Right, tonight, earlier today. It's filmed in Uxbridge. Uh-huh. So BBC London TV News, right? And it's a guy doing a piece to camera. I have no idea what he's talking about, but he stood in an Uxbridge street doing a really boring piece. And as he's doing it, a young lad comes up behind him and fun ensues. Let's have a little listen. This is the whole thing. Let's have a little listen to this. Here we go.
What happens now is a series of hustings, events, debates up and down the country. 15.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Oh, this is about the leadership.
This is
race.
About the leadership thing.
There may even be, wait for it, some broadcast interviews before the members vote.
It's boring.
150,000, 160,000 Conservative members. Now, we expect Boris Johnson to make much of his record in London. Now, that will divide opinion because not everyone thinks he did a good job. But what we can say is that.
Here comes it now. Him in- Suddenly, a young man. Has jumped behind him, holding a telephone, looking very excited, stood over his shoulder and looking straight at the camera.
Uxbridge, also something where there may be some concern. He had a 12,000 majority
12,000!
It's now down to 5,000.
5,000!
Some people think it won't happen again.
It won't happen again!
Thanks very much, Tim.
That is genius!
Right, he starts over his shoulder.
Genius.
And then the 5,000 is given from in front of him so that the guy giving the piece to camera has to move to one side to get his face still on the camera.
And they get, then the guy gets, the young lad gets closer to the camera for the last bit.
Let's have it again.
Is that it looks for him in Uxbridge also something that where there may be some concern. He had a 12,000 majority here.
12,000!
It's now down to 5,000.
5,000!
Some people think it won't happen again.
It won't happen again!
Thanks very much. You can hear him getting closer.
Genius, right. He's genius. And I have said on Twitter, anyone know who this guy is? I want to get him on the show. Couple people gone, what for? I said, because I think he's a legend. I want to celebrate him. I've had so many people say, why do you want to get that twit on? Don't give him more publicity. He's an idiot. He's an ignoramus. He's an idiot. I've had a few people say, this Pete says, if I want, do I sound trebly to you? I sound very trebly to me in my ears. It sounds very, it's very sibilant. I don't know if something's changed. Pete says, if I won the lottery, I'd hire that guy to follow me around all day, shouting everything I see. But there have been a lot of people saying, "What you don't get that idiot on." He said, here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. He is an... look, this guy here says, I think you misspelled Bellend. No, not at all. It's funny. And I'm so confused that anybody, particularly anybody that follows me, would find that not funny, would find that... offensive.
Right. It's live television news, which we all know is ripe for the taking with this kind of thing. He doesn't rough anyone up. He doesn't throw anything. He doesn't do anything violent in any way. I think it's funny.
Here we go. Joe Simpkins, I'm in Black Mirror. You are insane. Any obnoxious collection of atoms is a legend. I think you misspelt Bellend. No! This is funny! Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. We are living in such dry... Someone there, twit. Some people are very easily amused. Yeah, I am! I'm amused by a kid, he's probably, well, I don't know, he's 16, maybe, 17, having the balls to just... It's not important.
He didn't swear.
What that man is doing, right, that reporter, is not important. What we're doing right now is not important. It's not important. It's not important. He wasn't reporting on a murder. He wasn't talking about someone who died. He's talking about a bunch of tosspots who are seeing how far they, how many, trying to work out the mathematical formula for how many Tory MPs you can shove up Boris Johnson's jacksy. That's what's going on right now. That's it, right? It's not important. And this young man saw the opportunity to have a laugh for his mates. He's on the phone, so someone he knows is watching the TV. Someone he knows is watching the TV. Could be his mum, could be his mates, could be anybody. He's doing it for them. That should be celebrated. That should be encouraged. That is, it's hilarious. I want more of this. This is what I was saying the other day about streakers. It's the same thing as streaking. It doesn't harm anybody. It's not offensive. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Prank calls, they don't work on this show. You're welcome to try. They don't work on this show because we let anyone on. But if you, there's another, LBC do these phone-ins with Farage and all the, phone up Nigel Farage on his show, string him along for 2 or 3 minutes, then pull the rug out from under his feet.
Whatever happened to the British appetite?
Here we go.
For bursting the bubble of pomposity?
Here we go.
We're supposed to be a nation of... gentle jokesters.
This is it.
Who get this stuff, right? No one got shoved, no one got sworn at, no racial slurs were thrown.
No milkshakes were thrown, nothing. It was a young man having a laugh, and it was funny. It was funny, right? He interrupted something that was not important. Yeah, sure, that host is peed off. Maybe he's having a laugh now. I bet the cameraman was loving it.
Tell you what, more people have seen his report as a result of what that kid did.
Exactly. We need to... if you know who that guy is, please, please, please beg him to phone up. Beg him to phone me up. I want to... here we go. Liam gets it. It isn't offensive in the slightest. He's a young lad having a laugh. Congrats to him for putting a smile on thousands of people's faces. That clip's been watched. That version of the clip, there are other versions. That clip's been watched 22,000 times.
Tell you who'd have loved that?
Yeah.
Dennis Norden.
There you go! We used to embrace this stuff and celebrate this stuff. More prank calls to radio stations. When they get a politician, when they get Jacob Rees-Mogg on here on Julia's show, I don't know if she takes calls, phone up. This is the trick. You string them along for about 30 seconds, 40 seconds, and then bam! Mm-hmm. You get in with a question. Slightly difficult here because we've got a dump button. The BBC does not have a dump button on any of its radio stations. I keep telling you this, dear listener, and you do not listen. You can phone up any BBC radio station, 4, 5 Live, any local station, as long as you get on air, they don't have a dumb button. Don't be mean. Don't swear. Don't be racist. Don't do that. That's not
fun. Don't get anyone in trouble.
That's not fun. But go on. I once phoned up. I don't know if it was Mike Dickin or Mike Mendoza. I phoned up. This was a bit naughty, actually. He was talking about how ecstasy should, you know, should be made even more illegal or something. And I phoned up and I said, yeah, I agree. I think that ecstasy is terrible. And I run a Christian youth centre and we talk to them a lot about the dangers of ecstasy, that it's a terrible, terrible drug. In fact, one night we actually brought in some ecstasy and we offered it to the young people to try themselves. They're 13, 14 years old and we offered it to them to try themselves so they could see just how bad ecstasy was. And I think it might have been Mike Dickin. I haven't got that call. And he's not really listening. Dickin would never listen. Sorry, what did you say? I said, yeah, we gave ecstasy to some 13-year-old children to see. It's a bit mean. This is like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's a little bit mean. But there's nothing racist. There's no swear words. And he had every rake. He's then got the power to cut me off, as he did, tell everyone what an idiot I am. It's a bit of harmless fun. We need more of this. This is what I voted Brexit for this young man. I want that man. I'd give that kid a job on this show. I would pay him to go out and interrupt news reports. There's going to be a lot more news reports in Uxbridge if Boris Johnson becomes Prime Minister. That's what he's the MP for. He's never seen, there'll be more news reports than there have been seen public appearances of Boris Johnson in Uxbridge. There's going to be a lot more. Uxbridge, do me proud. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a... And also, if you disagree, if you think he is a twit, if he's an embarrassment, let me know why. Because I genuinely don't get it. He's a hero to me. He's a hero. Let's go to Seb.
Oh. I'm still out then, sorry.
Sorry? What? Hello, Seb?
12,000?
Here we go!
5,000?
Yeah!
It won't happen again!
Here we go! I want a T-shirt. I want a T-shirt printed up with that on. He's a legend, isn't he?
He's absolutely brilliant. Although I am a bit surprised that people are thinking you that he's a ding-dong.
I can't believe it!
And I think with your and Cass' explanation of the clip, I don't think you're doing it justice. He's so happy.
Oh, yes. He's full of joy,
he's
isn't he,
so
Seb?
Happy!
Yeah.
And the newsreader... Tim Donovan, who's like the political editor of BBC whatever, somebody replied to it saying, oh, he did an accidental partridge because the lad kind of is behind him, jumps in front when he's like, 5,000! and then Tim just steps, pushes him gently to the side,
yeah.
Steps to the side, the camera follows him,
yeah.
and then 5,000 left. Proper partridge, absolutely brilliant. Steve Coogan would be proud.
Yeah, but also, I bet he was a bit angry. I'm sure he's seeing the funny side this evening. Now it's gone viral.
Oh my
I
God,
thought he handled
hilarious.
Himself very well. The presenter,
perfect. I've seen that happen before when the presenter has got angry, and that makes them look terrible.
No, you can't.
You've got to style it out.
You cannot get angry. You've just got to go with. He obviously wrapped up the report a little bit quicker than he wanted. It was just beautiful, and I cannot believe in this once proud. Nation that we were famous for two things, our music and our humour, that people are getting so upset about a young man who's expressing joie de vivre. That guy is alive, he's a legend.
That was the modern version of Hello Mum.
Yeah, Hello Mum, you always used to see that. At college tomorrow or at work tomorrow, he should be paraded around on a sedan chair. Honestly, he's my hero, Seb.
No, he's my hero for this week. It's just absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
He is... Oh, my God.
Right. He is my God as well, Seb. Thank you very much indeed.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I've just seen that Darren Izzard's tweeted me about, you know, this kind of joyous nature of just usurping authority in a very gentle, friendly way that happened on the local news, local BBC news in Uxbridge. We mentioned that at the top of the show. And Darren sort of said, oh, did you ever see this one from Transfer Deadline Day in football, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this is where they get like purple vibrators. And,
do they?
Yeah, and like wave them about in the back of shops. Right?
Okay.
But also poke people with them.
No, you never poke a person with a vibrator unless you have consent.
Exactly.
Why would they have vibrators with them?
Just because it's, I don't know, I guess because, well, they're football
saying
fans.
Saying that, I've got two in my bag at the moment, so point taken. Yeah, why not? Why not?
You never know when you're going to need one.
You never know. We never know when you might need to whisk some eggs as well, so...
Although that just reminded me of the last time we got on a plane. But,
Catherine, last time we went on a plane, Catherine had a vibrator.
My bag was buzzing.
With her.
She
had a vibrator No.
I've got this facial, like, this face wash thing. It's like a rubber brush that vibrates. So you can foam up your facial cleanser.
Foam up something, yeah.
Right? But it also exfoliates. It's brilliant. I love it. I love it. It's one of my favourite things. And I think you'll find I am glowing as a result.
Yes.
But not in that way. Just before we got on the plane,
yeah.
There was an announcement saying you had to, all ladies have to put their handbags in their hand luggage if it will fit because they're tight. So, Ian, sort of, you said that it would be necessary for me to stuff my massive handbag into my bag.
The intros to your stories are so long.
Stop it. Yours are really long. This is why I do one-liners, because I have to jump in between the breaths.
Okay, well.
Just let me have some space, man.
I'll give you some
space. So I stuffed the bag in, and obviously, in the meantime, I'd pressed down this thing. So as I zip up the bag, I can already feel it. And you can hear it.
There's no such thing as a vibrating flannel.
It's not flannel, it's a face brush.
Face brush.
I'll put a picture up on Twitter if you don't believe me.
Yeah, go on then.
Although it's probably got multiple uses. There's also a massage side. Anyway, so my bag's buzzing. And of course on the...
We were all buzzing. We were excited to get on an aeroplane.
On the tiled floor as well, you could hear it against the floor. The whole bag was like...
Then she sat on it.
I did not sit on it.
For 20 minutes, I had to delay the flight.
But I kept feeling... Right, and the thing is, because it times itself, you know, like some electric toothbrushes will go... when it's to change what part of your face, your mouth...
Now you're giving too much detail, almost as if it's not true.
No, it's true. So as I'm pulling along, I'm thinking, right, that's one. That's two.
Yeah.
Please be over by the time we get up to the actual desk.
Two orgasms?
No, two sections of the timer.
Okay. Right?
And then it turns itself off is what I'm thinking. Please turn yourself off because I'm pulling these along and it looked dodgy as.
Yeah.
And as we got up to the desk, it was still going. Thankfully, people were talking quite loud, but it was a hairy moment.
Was it? Okay. I didn't see that. 03-444-991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We don't approve of waving vibrators or hey diddle diddles on television.
And poking people in the ear with them.
No, not poking them. No,
that's what they were doing.
That's unhygienic. You get a sexually transmitted disease in your ear. Imagine that. You get syphilis of the ear. Outrageous behavior. Let's go. We're on a dirty trip. Let's get in there. Meant to do this last night. Top 10 sex fantasies revealed by sexpert Tracy Cox.
Oh, yeah.
We've had Cox before, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
We love
She's
Cox.
She's one of the most famous.
We love Cox on this show. Tracy Cox here for Mail Online. What are you thinking, darling? We need some appropriate...
We
need some appropriate music. Let's get some appropriate music. Here we go. Okay, this could be good. There we go, we're in.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow! I've got a mouthful of sausage.
Dick. Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
All right, okay, guys.
Shanty pony.
You're a pervert. Shag a pony.
You can pack that in as soon as you like.
What are you thinking, darling, we ask? Snuggle. That's, by the way, I've just live mixed the theme to any sex talk we do on the show. it's the best theme to a section ever. And it's going to be spelled S-E-X-E-R-E-R E-C-T-I-O-N. Sex erection. Sex erection.
Sorry?
Sex erection.
Don't get it.
Sex erection. What are you thinking? This is written by Tracy Cox. Cox! Ah! What are you thinking, darling? We ask, snuggled up romantically on the sofa, one head on his shoulder. How much I love you? He replies.
Liar!
Yeah, right. Far more likely... Gosh. Sorry. Far more likely, he's imagining a sexual sandwich with him stuck between you and your best friend.
What?
More likely, he's thinking, I wonder what time she's going to bed so I can play PS4. I mean, that's probably... Can I finish that Bob Dylan documentary, or is she going to get
also,
annoyed?
Also, my best friend is Ian.
Ninety-6% of us fantasize. What are the other 4% doing?
They're asleep.
But men and women's fantasies are very different. Women's fantasies tend to be more involved than men's arses. Men's are, sorry. Which makes sense. We read more.
What?
Are generally more imaginative.
What?
Women read more and are generally more imaginative than men. What does...
I mean, we're subjected to more crap.
Yeah, if you count Catherine Cookson and the instructions on a tampon box, then yeah, you guys read more.
Oh, that's rude.
I think tampons are not rude. It's to do with something as woman's monthly blood cycle.
Oh, my God.
This is taking a very unsavoury turn. I do apologise. Yeah! I'm making love tonight. Women read more, are generally more imaginative and need more varied stimulation to arouse us. Our fantasies almost always have a plot. Oh!
Do they?
03444991000. There's scene setting, character development, and a narrative arc.
I think she's crediting her fellow woman with a little bit too much there.
This is nonsense. Men go for instant action and are more sexually explicit. They fast forward straight to the naughty bits. And the entire fantasy is often simply bits sliding into bits.
Oh.
In graphic detail. Incorrect, Cox. Cox does not know Cox, it would appear. They'll often have one simple image rather than a video. This is like in the mind, it means. And it's often of someone they think they could pull in real life. Even men's idea of the perfect fantasy girl see the side box. Women have a side box?
What?
Oh, it means in the story, sorry. Isn't... Sorry, I'm so sorry. I thought, have I missed something here? Side box? Even men's idea of the perfect fantasy girl isn't dramatically different to what an average woman looks like. This is why amateur porn sites and live webcams with normal-looking girls are so popular with men. They like to think they've got a stab at the sex actually happening. All right, okay. Women, on the other hand, have no problems picturing Bradley Cooper frothing at the mouth.
What?
For the chance to slide a hand up our skirts.
I think anyone frothing at the mouth would be a little bit of a turn-off. What's the matter with him? Ah.
Come and lick my frothy mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh, that smells funny. My saliva really stinks. Does your saliva... Can I smell your mouth?
No!
Please let me... Once I had such a... I think I had, like, chest... lung infection or something, because when I breathed, it smelled so disgusting, and I breathed through my nose on a friend once and made him sniff it, and he got out of the car and walked away. It was awful. Let me smell your breath.
No.
Please.
No, no,
please.
No.
Let Sam smell your breath and then let me lick his nose.
I don't want to do this. What?
Would you smell my breath?
No.
Please. Someone smell my breath. Let me smell someone's breath.
The bonus is I can't smell it from across the desk. I have worked with people in the past. You can smell their breath from across the room.
Okay.
That is bad.
Okay. So you're going to let me smell your breath?
No.
Or not? Okay. Another significant difference, women are more likely to fantasize a lot when we're having lots of sex. Men do it when they're not. This is by no means an exhaustive list of what the average man conjures up in his saucy daydreams. I'm not kidding either when I say the most popular male fantasy of all is likely to be... revealed after this!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Very quiet on the phone calls. I think people are scared to phone us because it's just so horny.
Oh, my.
Let's get some more porno music on. There we go. There we go. Oh, I've just noticed something. Oh, I've just noticed something.
What?
What is this we're playing here? It's porno music.
Is it?
Right, yeah. What don't you get in modern porn?
Music.
You don't get any music.
Oh, I bet I know why.
All the good composers are dead.
No.
Oh.
Costs.
Costs.
Right, because there's no money in porn anymore.
And they edit it to put on Brazzers and Pornhub and stuff.
Also, if you whack it on one of these free sites, you could get done for a copyright infringement.
But even if it's music. Especially composed music, you wouldn't. But there's no music. And before it was always, oh, there's somebody at, hang on, there's somebody at the door. Oh, hi. What's all that? But now it's just
doesn't
like...
it kill the mood a bit having this kind of
no,
caper
it's
going
wicked,
on?
No, it's wicked. It's working for me right now. Right, so please, someone call in because this is. I'm annoying myself. I'm not kidding when I say the most popular male fantasy of all is likely to be fantasies about you, Sam.
What?
No, just you. If there's one person most likely to appear in his sexual fantasies, it's you, his female partner. 9 out of 10 of us have fantasized. I'm going to clip my back. Hang on. There we go.
That better have been your back.
That was my back. 9 out of 10 of us have fantasised about our current romantic partner, and 51% do it often. His fantasies centre on things he's already done. Why is she painting men out to be completely unimaginative? I can come up with some great ideas in my head. His fantasies centre on things he's already done or would like to do to you and are a turn-on because available flesh and blood is sometimes more a turn-on than the unattainable. There's a good chance it has come true already. Okay. Now, next one. Having a threesome and group sex. Awful. So this is what men... okay, this is. I think this is men's fantasies, right. 89% of people report fantasizing about threesomes. Straight men are far more likely to prefer the man-woman-woman combo, which is handy because straight women are more open to threesomes with other women than they are to men. This is very confusing maths. Can someone draw a diagram, please? I've got no idea what's going on. It's highly likely you will be one of the three people, the female partner, I guess. People who have a partner often make them part of the threesome fantasy. Often, here we go again, predictably, it's you, your best friend, and him that star in it. That... Cat's face!
God, imagine.
This is the, of course, the male, adult male equivalent of the childhood fantasy of being locked up in a candy store. Huh? If having sex with one woman feels good, having sex with two must be double the fun.
No, because one's sitting there like...
Yeah. Well, no. Well, I could think of something they could do, but it's just, I feel pressurised... When there's one, I feel pressurised when there's one woman there. There's two, holy shit.
And you know they're going to talk about it afterwards, especially if they're best friends. Uh-oh,
ladies,
no,
ladies,
that combo.
Let me stop. You guys must be hungry, thirsty. We can take a break, make a cup of tea. I'll bring up some cheese sandwiches and some sausage rolls. I'll be a good host.
Imagine, right, every time after that you go out and they nip to the loo together, you know what they're talking about.
Studies show the vast majority of men don't want and actually couldn't cope with such sexual demands in real life. I've received lots of emails over the years from men in an absolute panic because their girlfriend or wife has finally given in to their constant pleas for a threesome. Group sex fantasies are common for both sexes. They're a heady blend of exhibitionism, voyeurism, bi-curiosity, and a human longing for excess. Fantasy fellatio. Wasn't he like a soul singer in the 80s? Around about the same time as Glenn Medeiros.
That was Latin music, wasn't it?
Giving or receiving oral sex is near the top of the list for both sexes. His fantasy has one vital ingredient. The woman doesn't do it to give pleasure, she does it to get pleasure. Worshipping his almighty penis... It's Tracy Cox ever met a man? She ever... Has she ever met an actual
it's an almighty
man?
Wow. All rise for the penis!
All right, Judge Rinder. I mean, Judge Judy. Begging him to let her take it in her mouth. She accompanies the oral sex with lots of comments like, 12,000! 5,000! It won't happen again! No, with lots of comments like, God, it's huge. Even though oral sex is something nearly all couples do, part of us secretly think of oral sex as dirtier than intercourse. Doing something new. Changing things up. Varying partners, positions, settings, and what we're doing is a popular male fantasy. His favourite fantasy position is doggy style. It's women's second favourite. And he's also quite fond of imagining sex in the public place. See, that's wrong. I don't. But we know that that's your thing.
It wasn't my thing.
Right, well, hands up if you've had sex outside. Whoa, Sam! Sam! Sam!
It's a young people's thing, right? Sometimes you just...
Sam, the man!
You can't... Whoa! You can't stop.
Catherine's hand went up. Sam...
Actually...
It wasn't together, was it? Sam, come on, on the microphone. Get on the ones and twos. Spin those wheels of steel. Tell us what happened.
So I lived opposite a public park.
Boom.
And...
End of story.
And it was a why not sort of situation. Walking home, past it.
Nighttime, yeah. I'd imagine it.
Yes, yeah. It was sort of like...
It's not like, get the kids off the swings.
No, it would have been like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning sort exactly. of time. Climb over the fence to get in.
Yeah.
The place was locked. And, yeah.
Wow.
Scared the crap out of me, though, when a fox came about 2 feet away from me.
You're foxing. He joined in. Wow. And Kath, we haven't got time to go into all of your...
There aren't that many, but...
Outdoor sexual encounters.
You know, let's just say I had a rural upbringing.
Oh, rural. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I thought you said something completely different. That comes up next. Anal sex. No, not doing it to you. Receiving it himself.
Gosh.
Yes, really. There's a reason why pegging kits that include everything you need for a straight girl to penetrate her male partner are on the sex toy bestseller list. Nearly two-thirds of both men and women fantasize about it. Doesn't mean he has gay tendencies. The rectum is packed with supercharged nerve endings. And lots of men would love to investigate this underexplored hot zone, but don't dare ask.
Hot zone.
Fantasizing about it is the next best thing. Wowzers. We'll find out what Paul and what Gary has to say on this after these messages.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000. Let's take a break from this filth to go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Sometimes I fantasize
that there's a lady with a strap on.
Oh, come on.
Speak for yourself. I've got to book a holiday for me and the family.
Oh, yeah.
Went on to Airbnb with the wife.
Yeah.
She said, I want that one. Book it. Booked it. All good. Paid it.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. You're not coming.
Oh. They didn't want you to come. Why?
Paul's wife thinks all's hunky-dory. Holiday is booked.
Hang on, right. Oh, this is changing person. This is changing tense. I'm very confused. Okay, so she thinks that you've booked this Airbnb, but you've been rejected from the Airbnb because you did. Yes. You left a poo-stained sheet at your previous one.
Who knows?
Okay. Isn't it really upsetting when you get rejected for a booking?
Yes. It affected me deeply. It's hard not to take it personally. My wife finds out.
Oh, sorry, hang on a minute. So when are you going away?
August.
Oh, you got plenty of time to sort another one out, haven't you?
You say that everything is booked. So I'm trying to book it. You know, I'm now looking in Spanish, trying to translate habitación, pensión.
Hang on, Catherine speaks Spanish. Kath, help him book a holiday.
I can help you book a holiday.
She'll pop round tomorrow if you
want. Where are you trying to book it?
In Galicia. In the north of Spain.
You wouldn't think that would be massively, I mean...
Well, you say that. I wouldn't think it would be massively...
No, it's not like you're trying to find somewhere in Benidorm.
...related. Yeah. No, I think in Benidorm they do have capacity,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, capacity done.
Yeah.
So you can't find... What, you're saying all of the other Airbnbs have gone in that region?
Yes, they seem to have. They seem to have. And I've rented out our house already on Airbnb.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go absolutely mental.
Mate, you're screwed. When I can imagine you leaving it until you arrive in Spain and you'll actually go to the property and go, they should be letting us in. She said hello, excuse me, there's another family in. This is outrageous.
Do you remember those holidays where you don't quite know where you're going to stay? Yes, it's guaranteed 3-star flights and accommodation, but you don't know where you're staying till you get there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it?
A ropey old bit of malarkey that was.
Have you considered going with something other than Airbnb? There's a place called... Yeah. There's Home to Go. Have you looked at that?
I haven't been on Home to Go. I've been Home and Away. I've been on Booking.com.
That's a TV program. Have you heard of... There's a great thing. I found a great thing, Paul. What was it called? Oh, what's it called? Oh, yeah, it's called a hotel. Don't know if you've heard of a hotel.
Hotel.
It's like a sort of big, it's like a big building, and you kind of rent a room for...
What, apartments? You rent an apartment in the apartment block?
That's kind of, yeah, but a maid comes and cleans your sheets, and you have to eat with scumbags.
All you can eat? And all the sheets you can change?
Pretty much, mate. Yes, do it.
I'm there. I'm all in. All the sheets you can change.
Yep.
What, £200 a week?
Sounds about right, mate. I think we've just solved your problem, Paul. Well,
you're
done.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Or as they say there, de nada.
De nada. 0344-499-1000 is the
I find it strange when men or women get into scrapes like this and haven't told their partner. First of all, the first thing you do is tell your partner, isn't it?
Well, I get it. He wants to be the big man. He wants to sort it out. He wants everything to be right for the woman that he used to love when he married her. But there's probably a German word for the feeling you get when your booking is rejected on Airbnb.
Yeah, it's Scheiße.
I always write really grovelling. We're going to Rome, right? And we've booked an Airbnb for the boys. I'm thinking I might change it, actually. It's something a little bit closer, or maybe a hotel. And I'm bringing my young children to your fabulous city and your wonderful country. It's something I've never seen before, and I would like to share this moment with my two young boys. I'm a divorced dad, and I don't get to spend as much time. This whole thing, I used to go, right, me and my boys would like to come and stay in your place. Is that okay?
How's about it? Do you remember when we were trying to book a place in New York and they kept rejecting us, and then we realised why?
It's illegal in New York.
Yeah. So as soon as we said we were going to do a radio show, they were like, oh, no, sucker.
Yeah, they would book it until we said we're going to be doing a radio show. And then
all of a sudden it became unavailable.
It's illegal in New York. What is that for, terrorism?
No, a subletting.
Right.
It's okay. Deemed to be subletting.
Terrorism. Is that the reason?
No.
9/11.
I guess.
9/11. Okay, well, that's a shame. If we don't allow it because of 9/11, then they've won. They've won. They've taken our freedoms to rent out properties, to sublet our properties. If I've booked somewhere on Airbnb, can I cancel it? I get my money back, don't I?
I don't know if you get it all back.
I think you get it. I think you get most of it.
It depends how quickly you do it, I suppose.
I might get somewhere a little bit closer in the heart of... Oh, I've got a book. Anyway, right, you don't need to know this, guys. You don't need to know this. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. We were listening to Eruption. That works better than it should do. Let's go back to Cox. Another fantasy... watching you have sex with another man. A surprising number of straight married men, about 58%, have cuckold fantasies.
Wow.
Meaning they find the prospect of their wives having sex with other guys to be sexually arousing. Cuckold porn is second only to youth in straight men's searches of porn sites. That is... We talked about this the other day. I do not get the stepdaughter, stepmom, stepsister has sex with her stepbrother. I do not get that.
I get that it's all based in, okay, as we've been sort of establishing throughout this this very illustrated conversation, people are watching things that they don't necessarily want to act out or dare act out in real life. Okay, and also they want an element of forbidden. It's got to be a little bit dirtier than what they would dare to confess to in real life, which is why they're not doing it now, right? Yeah. But that one is, you know, John Ronson put it perfectly. It's incest by smoke and mirrors. It's that thing. That, to me, feels... It's not just dirty. It's, you know, like proper grotty.
Why is it so popular? Some say it's an eroticization of every man's fear his wife will cheat. Scientists think it could be sperm competition.
What?
Men report thrusting faster and deeper during sex when they suspect their partner has cheated, presumably as a way of displacing rival sperm. What the hell is this?
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.